and that there is a being arises in this Kapatam and on this. The being who takes care of the Kvura, like the Amito, the people say him, those people who are taking care of the Amito, and the Kvura Sameh, it's our Kapatam from the Mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'omdim b'shura, right after the Kfuras HaMeis, they have a shura from the Nechem Avein. We have Nechem Avein later on, the Chodesh HaYachid, the individual people both named Menachem Ogle by the Beis Ogle. Then you have Nechem Avein as the Chodesh HaTzibur, that you have the Gemara says the Sanhedrin in the second character, so then we should come up, the Ein Shura Kfuras HaMeisor. And you only make a shura on the Beis HaTzibur if you have 10 people. If you don't have 10 people, it's only Nechem Avein on the Yechidim. You do the Nechem Avein in the home, privately. Do they have to be bar mitzvah? It's not a Zavish Yibishin. It's not a video of Zavish Yibishin. Some of women are also in the same kind of Zavish Yibishin. You have to see. I don't know whether Ketanim are mitzvahs for the Shein Tzibu, whether Noshim are mitzvahs. I don't know. Good chance.
I think
right. Let's say you need a sorrow for Fahesi, let's say for Nikri Megillah. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. When there's one opinion, Nigmarim, when a doctor goes to the Nikri Megillah, that Nikri Megillah should be a sorrow. But it's not because Nikri Megillah is a selfish decision. Because you want to have the Tzibur, the Fahesi, so for Ninisa, because that's a machlokes in the Mishnah. What about women? Are women with Sarah? Because you have 10 women. Does that constitute pursuing maybe a same Shagahi? Could be. I don't know. So the Mishnah says that when Menachem Avol Bishura, so they're also Oisit and Mitzvah, so the part from Kriya Shema at that time. After they finish the Shura, that it's still time to say Kriya Shema, so they say Kriya Shema later. But at that time, when they're Oisit and the Mitzvah of Nechem Avelim of the Shura, so they're not supposed to be reciting Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah draws a distinction between, let's say you have people standing on either side, they're different than hugging. The Gemara has a Sanhedrin, what seems to be a Machloik is Hasanoim. Where they have, our practice is that we have the Menachem standing on either side and the Avilim go in the middle. And then the Gemara has a different minig that is just the reverse. You have the Menachem, you have the Avilim standing still and the Menachem walking by. Different minig. That's our minig. So we have the Avilim, the Menachem standing on either side and the Avilim walking in the middle. So the Mishnah draws a distinction between the people who are Hatrimim as opposed to the Chisonim. So the simple pshat is, let's say you have a few rows of people on the right side, a few rows of people on the left side, and the Avelim are going to walk through the middle. So those Menachem who are standing on either side of the Shura, who are facing the Avel, so they can't take Kriya Shema, they have to stand up and Menachem ask them. They said, you missed the Fatman on Mitzvah. They have to stand there and wait for the Avel to ask them. But those who are in the Chitzonim, the people who are a little bit further out, so they're not going to say, what are they going to scream out, how about Menachem ask them from a distance? They're standing behind anyway, they're not the Omdim Bashura of the Tchilos, they're not standing right next to the Rabbah. So you can't really say that they're Isaac and the Nitzel and Nichma Avelim. So they're obligated to recite Kriya Shema. That's the simple translation. The Pnimian versus the Chitzonian means. The Pnimian means also a Mamish facing heaven, as Rashi says. Rashi an argument, Rashi and the Mishnah doesn't have. Let's see on Yutas and Reis, I think Rashi has. On the top Shura, the top line, and you tell them very, the Gemara quotes, Tanrab, Ram Shura, Haraya Pnima, Ptura. The Shane, Haraya Pnima, Hayyad. So the simple translation is, that's how Rashi says, the Shura, Haraya Pnima, the people on either side of them, Amish facing the Ovel, they're called Isaac and Mitzvah. The people who are further out, the thickness of the crowd, they're not really Isaac and Mitzvah.
But how
many of you
do Friday night food,
I don't know. Here in the Mishnah it says, are you really
Isaac?
Yeah,
you have something else to do.
You have a Mishnah Kriya Shema to fail in here. Yes, you have nothing better to do, so you may as well say. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm there. What do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm there. Sounds like he's disagreeing. If he doesn't disagree, he should say, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. It's a separate member. Rabbi Yehuda means that he disagrees. What does he disagree? He says it depends. The people who came to stand there in the Shura, what motivated their presence? If they came, my brother, Nachman Sa'ovel, if they were motivated to come in order to be Nachman Ravel, so then they talk about the mitzvah and the pater, the spirit of the Kriya Shema Yatsilah. But if the Nachman Sa'ovel, Rashi says, V'lai Nachman Sa'ovel, Shulabal the Nachman, the lyricist, I'm a Oro, You see, the big crowd on the cemetery, so they wonder who died, who benefits, Shiva,
how much
Shiva, what? Yes, so they walked over here, but they're not really, but this man's just standing by, and Lewis says, I'm an order, Rashi says, just to see their sights, to see what's going on. So obviously they're not cool, those things, and it's the way Rashi learns, so that's a machlekes. According to Rashi learns, that's a machlekes. The Rabbi says that discovery. So why should the Tanakhama disagree? That's where it was. Rabbanan says, don't touch like that. If they're not really participating in Nicham HaVeim, they come, they have no shaykh, they're just looking. Why is that? Even though they're not saying anything. Just the fact that they're saying, that's the Machlekes. Could be. So what's the Machlekes though? Sounds like it's Machlekes. So he says, it's kind of a bad fault. But so what they're saying here. So even though they don't say anything, the fact that their presence is there, so that creates a Nicham HaVeim. Okay, that's apparently how Rashi learns. If it's obvious, it's not a dinner, the door and the shoe is that he needs a lot to do so something. If it's obvious that he needs, I'm hoping not. So even if he doesn't say, it's understood. That's what he says. It's understood, too, he says. Yeah. And it's here, she's participating.
Where is the Pasuk come from? Is there such a Pasuk?
Not Pasuk, no. The Gemara has such a similar lotion in the first Parak in Shabbos. The Gemara comes from Nicham HaVeilam on Shabbos. The Gemara says when you go to the Mavat, when you call for a chayla, you menachem avol, you should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you a full shalom yisrael shachal yisrael. Or you should be menachem yisrael shachal yisrael. You shouldn't say on this person individually. You should always be merakish tarachim or merakish rachamim on behalf of this person together with all this. So that lashon, I'm not menachem, but that lashon doesn't appear anymore. But in this lashon, yisrael shachal yisrael, yisrael shachal yisrael, I think it's the Mishalim that doesn't say anymore. Just says, yisrael shachal yisrael. That's the Pashup Shah. What he says is the Pashup Shah, I'm not like Tanakhama review. Then the Tanakhama holds that there is a Kiyam HaMitzvah of Nicham HaVeim, and of course, he's standing there. And the perception is that he's part of the Nicham HaVeim. The Rive is on the side of the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this Gemara, the Rive writes a modern interpretation on the Gemara. Now it's like modern Hebrew. That the Tanakam, he learned that Rav Yehuda doesn't disagree with the Tanakam. That's how the case of Mishnah learns Pshat in the Raj. Rav Yehuda is not disagreeing with the Tanakam, he's learning Pshat in the Din. The Tanakam is just quoting the Din on Mishnah, that they had an old tradition that there's a chilus between the Tanima and the Shein, Harari Tanima and Shein Harari Tanima. The Tanimium has the Lashon on Mishnah is better. The Lashon on Mishnah states, the Tanimium versus the Chitonium. So who are the Tanimium, who are the Chitonium? So the simple Pshat is, you have a few rows of people, it means the inner people and the chitonim are the outer people. In modern Hebrew, you use the term tinimim in a different sense. Tinimim means one is left, one is involved, one is close. And the chitonim means an outsider. The insiders versus the outsiders. It doesn't mean tinimim, it means, let's say, you have a big crowd there. So the people who are related, the cousins and the uncles and the children of those who are going to be sitting shiva now and the friends and the relatives, so those are called tinimim. So this time we, some other people came there also, they also feel dead, and they also want the Mishtatef and the Nicham HaVeim, but their Nicham HaVeim doesn't mean as much, they're not really comforting the Ovel as much, the Ovel really wants these people to be there, he doesn't really care whether the other people are there or not. So that's how the Rive understood Pshat and Rav Yehuda. He says Rav Yehuda is not disagreeing with the Tanakhama, there's no Tanakhama Rav Yehuda. The Tanakhama means the same as the Mishnah, there was an old tradition of Chilus in Pnimiyim and Chitzayim. But Rav Yehuda is saying Pshat and what the Mishnah meant to say, Knimi means those who are Haboi, Machmas HaOvel, those people whom the Ovel would have wanted to come. Haboi, Machmas HaOvel, did the Ovel want them to come? So those people are the Pneumium. So they're Hakoyis of the Mitzvah. But with the Chitzayim, Haboi, Machmas HaOvel, they're stuck on their own. Again, they didn't come to see the site like Rashi, but Lewis or some other. They also came to be Machmas, but it doesn't mean that much to the Ovel, whether they come or they don't come. The other really is crucial that his close members of the family should come. But that's what Yudhi said, that those people are
really concerned. How important he is to the other that he should say Krishna?
That's how they write it on the story. That's how they write it on the story. Yudhi?
Why should Rabbi Yudhi on that?
I don't know. The Gemara has such a thing. when Rav Yehuda says Bamedvar Mamurim, I'm Rav Yehuda Bamedvar Mamurim, so the Gemara has this tradition, come up from Shav Rav Yehuda Bamedvar Mamurim, main animal of Sari is Yehuda Tanakam. But he doesn't say Bamedvar Mamurim, says Rav Yehuda, sounds like he disagrees. Amasai. Shailan Yimar, whether Amasai or Bamedvar, one of them may be Lachloik, two versions of the Gemara, whether the both Lafarish or one of them is Lachloik. But here it sounds very much that it's a machlokes. So the case Mishnah and the soup shot to the Raida is that the Raida took Rav Yehuda that he's Mefarish at Tanakh.
Okay.
Once the Mishnah mentioned this Nitzvah of Nicham Avel, so the Gemara enters into a whole sugya of Kavra Bir. The idea of Nicham Avel is to be Menachem Avel is Kavra Bir, Kavra Hachayim. The original din of Kavod HaChaim and the original din of Kavod HaMeitzah, the original marker of the mitzvah of Kavod HaBris. Kavod HaBris is one of the Sharia mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Kavod HaBris is the process that is said in the Chumash by the Kohen. The Kohen is not permitted to be mitzameh in Parashat Tanmor. He's not allowed to be mitzameh to any mason, except if it's one of the seven relatives, the father, the mother, etc., the son of the daughter, or the brother, or the sister. So it says, Lo Yitamo. So the Gemara has a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. The Tosafot on the bottom of the daf quotes it from the Tzlof Perek in Zrachim, daf kuf from an hour. The Gemara has in a few places. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, how do you translate the words lo yitamo? So Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitamo, you're permitted to be mitamo. Although the kind is usually forbidden to be mitamo, if it's one of the nine kohen, he's permitted to be mitamo. And we pass like Rabbi Akiva that down and down of the Nidah Rishus is permitted, so he's obligated to be mitamo. So that's possible. Lo yitamo is counted as one of the Tayyad Mitzvah. That place is Kashya and Saita Dabjim on an hour. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that Lo Yitam is only Rishur. So what's going to be with the Tayyad Mitzvah? You're missing the Mitzvah over here. So Saita is Yishmuel. You must have another Mitzvah that Rabbi Kiva doesn't count as Rabbi Shmuel Belto. There are three other days. There's Lo Yitam, and there's the element of Vaidu. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's very short. If you want to, you don't have to free your Rabbit Kanani. If you want to, you can keep him in your bed. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's an Easter. Shachar Abda Eva Dashi. The element of Vaidu is Achiyah. That you must maintain your ownership on the resident. Tonight you're not allowed to free it. And the third one that Gemara has is whether the kine is ishtar. By Nisha Saita, whether that's a chayva or that's an issue. So Rabbi Kiva holds on all three chayva. You're obligated, if a husband thinks that his wife is doing something improper, he's obligated to warn her. And then the kanila. Rabbi Shmuel says it's a issue. So this is it. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that you're missing three mitzvahs. You only have 610 mitzvahs, where you have 613. So the answer is there's another three mitzvahs. What does Rabbi Kiva do with those mitzvahs? So he says, somebody holds it, they're not mitzvahs. What's the chayva? So you shouldn't only say it's the chayva that a kohen is obligated to the mitami to design kohen. That's one level of chayva. But the Gemara understands from lo yitam chayva, another din is a universal din of kavod abiyus. That one is mechuyav to be mechad. Lo yitam means you're even mechuyav to do kavod abiyus to the nation. Koshkin to the chayyim. There's certainly a din of kavod abiyus to the chayyim. So let's say Nicham Avelim. The Rambam writes is both the Rambam writes that Nicham Avelim is both a Kavod HaMeitzah and a Kavod HaChayim. Let's say the one who died, I don't know who in the world he was. So we've never mechabed him b'chayim. Why should I be mechabed him? But the one who's sitting in Shiva is a friend of mine. I want to be mechabed him. Or the one who's sitting in Shiva, I don't know at all. But I know the one who died, so I want to be mechabed the one who died. So in either case, there is a mix of Nicham Avelim. In one case you're doing Kavod HaChayim, in one case you're doing Kavod HaMeitzah. If you do both, If you want to be mechaved in this time, you want to also be mechaved the people are sitting shiva, so they're on the right. There's both a kavod HaChaim and a kavod HaMeitzah. One does nicham avim, there's both kavod for the chaim and a kavod. So that's the king of the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of lo yitam. So the Gemara wants to know the whole discussion over here. How far do you go with this mitzvah of kavod avim? You see that kavod avim allows the kohen to be mitameh, to violate his mitzvah. So would you say in other areas also that at a Kavod HaBris you're permitted to violate Yisurin Deraisa?
Could you say Lo Yitamo is
mitzvah by Shalina Avera? Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I'm doing it. Kavod HaBris is a Chiyuv Ben Adam HaVeiro, we usually assume. So we have a klal in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, that's Lamed Amad Aleph, Satan is right over here. Yidachin and Yisur HaMikami Mamona. That means the Dini HaTorah is divided into two categories. This is really three categories. So the Surah, Mamayna, and Tumah. Three different categories. As it says in the Chumash, you follow me for Devil and Mishkot. And Dam, Ladam, and Din, and Din, Bernega, and Lonega. So the Gorma Goyim comments there, and the Adera Saliyah, and that Tansik. And here the Chumash is describing kalatar kula. Bein dam le dam means into the hesed. Bein din le din means dinim a minus. Bein negin le negin means tumor le tar. But this is kalatar kula has three different categories. It's the isura, mamayna, and tumor. And that's why the Gemara has a cloud. But even though you can learn out of mamatino from one din to the other, because you assume that all the dinim fit into a pattern and there's a system and a mosaic and it has to, everything has to shtim. You make a kalachayna and a mamatino. But that's only in any day within my mind, and any day within Tumah, and any day within Isur. The Gemara has a clan issue in Tumah Layafinon, the Gemara has a clan issue in my mind Layafinon. So these are three distinct areas of Allah, the Isha, and his Mamin, and his Tumah Rutar. So the Gemara has in Babinti, the Aflaw and the Me'alot, a clan, Midachin and Isur and Mekami Mamin. That essay, Beich Aloy says, it only applies if you have an essay, Binod of Lamach, and that'll be Beich Aloy says, Binod of Lamach. But if you have an essay, Shibinod of Lachadeiro, that's Mamayna, you can't say that an essay, but Adam HaHadera will be Derech HaLeit Tessay Ben Adam HaMoch. Because the case that Gemara is talking about, listen, the case that Gemara is talking about is, a friend is walking in the street, and he sees a car is passing by, and a whole valise fell over the car, and he sees Jewish people with the beards and pants and everything, and the valise rolled out of the car and rolled into a Beit HaKloris. And there's nobody else there to be Meshav Aveda. If there's someone else there, so let him get someone else to be Meshav Aveda. There's no one else there. So is he obligated to go get, if he won't run, to get the Abed in the Beit HaKloris? If he won't run, nothing will come down to whatever it is there. So is he permitted, is he obligated to be Mitzami himself on the Beit HaKloris for the sake of fulfilling the Mitzvah of Shabbat HaKloris? So the more runs out from the Pasuk does not, and it says, when you see your friend's Abed lost, be his Salamta, and you will ignore it, and it's a loss from the Pasuk. You shouldn't ignore it. So how does the Torah write the Hishalamta? So the Pashuk Pshat is, Yisira Hamarachecha, Tariya, how does it say? When you see your friend's behemoth, his Aveda's worth, the Hishalamta, you're going to want to ignore it and go on your merry way and just make believe that you didn't see it. So say, let's look at the Tariya Halacha. So the more Darshan from the Hishalamta, Tariya Shat in the Talmud, that sometimes you may ignore the Aveda and you're not always included to do a Shabbat Aveda. When is that? So the Bible says, Kibon, Kain, who's the Beit HaKloris? If the seller is a Kain, the Aved is Beit HaKloris, so you don't say that that's a Dechel HaShashu. So it's marked, so that you need to touch it. So that's not Dechel HaShashu. We have two good reasons why it's not Dechel HaShashu.
For himself, so how can you do it for somebody else?
That's the husband. So the Gemara says two reasons. So one reason the Gemara gives is, Yidachin and Yisur, and Yikami, Mamayna, that HaShavet Aved is a Nitzvah, and Adam HaKabeira. And so that's gone, and there's an Aveir bin Adam HaMoch, and so you never find that Mamayna is Deicha Yisur. And Mitzvah Shmin Adam HaHaver is never Deicha and Mitzvah Shmin Adam HaMoch, and that's one reason. Then Gemara says another reason, the second reason is, that a Kohen of Siddin to the Mitzvah Lamechon is not only a Leitzah, it's Leitzah Siddiyah. It says, Akon Rosh Yisnei Zlai Yavoy, and it says also, Vikidashtah, that is a Mitzvah. So the Efer of Hashem is Haveri cannot be Deicha or Leitzah Siddiyah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes that it's both. Gemara assumes that it's both. That's right. The Tashim Shana says we could ask the Zarmis in the Mishnah of Tashim, but the Gemara says that it includes also the Kohen. That if the Kohen violates any one of those Yisurim, the beginning of Tashim Shana, he is also in violation of an Efer. So the Zarmis Shigmar. So the Gemara says that we have two reasons why I don't need a passage to say that the Kohen is not allowed in the family for the sake of Hashem is Haveri. So what do you need a passage for? So the Pasuk tells me in this kind of a case that if it's a Zakin Bein or a Sichvodo, if it's a Zakin as a Machlech as the Rambam in the Rosh, what's Zakin? Zakin is an old man, 95 years old. Well, Zakin is a Kalakoth. So it doesn't mean a Zak. So Zakin Bein or a Sichvodo, it's not a Sichvodo, let's say a woman lost her underwear or something. So it's a design for the man to walk around in the street with the lady's underwear. Yeah? He wouldn't say, how are we going to find out who it is? He doesn't know who it is. He's going to go knock on everyone's door and ask, are you the one who lost the underwear? So Zakin, they don't think right, boy. But the more Darshan, that's what I need a pasuk for. That the Kodah that he is, that the Zakin, is Derech HaMitzvah of HaShabbos Aveda. That's what it means. It's a lamp, so you're not obligated to return the Aveda in such a situation. But that's what this video is going to be discussing now. That what? Not that's not Pita Kor, that's an Isser. He's not allowed to be the Talmud of Mason.
But the Mishnah
is questioning about Mason. Yes, and the Mishnah says, I don't need a Pasuk. For that, I don't even need a Pasuk. That I know for two good reasons. First of all, Ein Eitzet Bechelo says to yes, and secondly, Nidachim and Nisura Mikami Mamani. Would you say the Ramban's chant? The Ramban writes, what's the deal? That Ramban is in Sugan. From Daf Mem and Rav, Ramban says, what's the deal in the Gemara? Nidachim and Nisura Mikami Mamani. What does it mean? So he says, what is the nature of the mitzvah should be all about Chaber to do HaShavis HaVeis? The nature of the mitzvah is, you have to l'reach or come alecha. To take care of someone else's needs, as if they're going to be my needs. Not only people want to take care of their own needs. The third is, I have to treat other people's needs as if they're going to be my needs. Dr. Ramban, and what if the kind of stuff loves his HaVeis in the case of Torah? Is he permitted to be in the time of the nation in order to dig the nation who's going to HaVeis is not allowed to? So he says, how can you say that it's more chomer to take care of someone else's needs than to take care of your own needs? That's how the Ramban says, Chad. You cannot say, Esse, Zeicha, Leiste, Esse, and an Esse, Shemirah, Machadero, because the whole nature of the mitzvah says that after the Racha come out on years, I should take care of other people's needs. What's the word of my own needs? My own needs, there's not there for anything? I can't say, there's no Karech HaTchiyo here. That's the Ramban's view. So this is what this is the theme that the Gemara is going to discuss on this
Zohar. One category or two categories?
Sakanta is less of an Isura. No, there's a category of Mamon and a category of Tumah. And then in the category of Isura, there are different kinds of Isura. Sometimes things are rusted, but it's not dangerous to eat possible cola. The grain eats, blesses upon blesses upon it, it'll die. It's not dangerous. But to eat poison, if the grain will eat it, it'll also die. But we're not allowed to eat it because it's not there. It's a commit to rusted. That's an Isura. That's an Isura. But that all belongs to the same category of Isur. It's just that one of them can't argue that. One of them is very dangerous. The other one is not dangerous. The other one is just a din. That's a different word. The Gemara says, when it comes to a Sophie Sakani, you don't follow those. The half of them Sophie Sakani is not a rush. The Gemara says, Amir Sakani is Isur. The Gemara says, Nechulim, when it comes to Isur Sakani, you can't just follow a rope. You can't pass the Mason or rush. Whatever it is, it's Sophie Sakani. Here's your local doctor. Make sure there's no Sakani.
The
Ramban only applies to this particular din
of the
Shulchan
of
Salah.
The other things were, you could have
a Hebron Machavela, that doesn't apply back to the Ramban has it on the Gemara in Sudas, on Rav Mem and Rav, and the Gemara says that if a man is Ma'anes a girl, the Torah says that if a man attacks a girl, he's Ma'anes her, so the din is that Laisi Elisha, he has to marry her if she runs. If she doesn't run, so he can't marry her by Kocha. If she feels that he did her or not, when she wants him to marry her, because now she's going to find a shidduch, so she has the right to insist he has to marry her and he can't divorce. So the Mishnah says in Elul Nairis, in Suvis, what happens if the girl is a manzer, and the man was mine, if the girl happens to be a manzer, so he's forbidden to marry her. So the Mishnah says, no, it's not understood. Whenever the girl is not permitted to marry the boy, he's a manzer, she's from there, whatever. In some kind of an Eastern Abbas, so the whole thing of Laisi and Isha doesn't apply. Begma Kasha, and why did such a double tell? Shabbat should say, as they do for Laisi Esme, the necessity of Laisi and Isha should be do for the Laisi Esme of Ham Sherit. That's by Yibam, you mean. By Yibam, the Gemara says the list is only by the Yerushalayim. By the Oinus, it's probably not so. He has to be married to his wife. The Gemara doesn't answer that. I think it's not. I think it's only by Yibam we say the Duri Shem is a mitzvah and the rest is not a Kima mitzvah. But by the Oinus, when he continues, it says, the Yibam Shachu Kol Yomav, Kol Yomav Bamoza Ashti Koi. The mitzvah remains for the rest of his life, he's obligated to remain married to that wife. The Koi may chayyid as a mitzvah, so why not say, as a Dechalo says, it's a Shadat. The Gemara answers, If she would say, I don't want to marry him, the Isha, I'd say, Kalal, wouldn't there be an essay of Laisi Elisha? There wouldn't be any essay. So therefore, you don't apply Yasa Zechalosa. Why therefore? Why is it Shvach Essay? So some Rishonim say that the only time you say essay places a loop to this chuck, and that's Menon and Alvin Sulu. The only time you say essay Zechalosa essay is when it's Iyash of attention. If there's a clash and it's impossible to fulfill, it's impossible to budge over here. Either you're going to miss the yes, you're going to miss the left, but something has to go. So then you say, the outside conflict, then you say, I have no prayer. That's exactly what I said. But if the girl would say, I don't want to marry him. So there's no right. So there's no violation of the law. So we should coax the girl and convince the girl to say she doesn't want to marry him. So there won't be any conflict. There won't be any conflict. So you won't say that's a Zohar like this. The person doesn't like that pshat. They don't believe that that pshat is correct. The Amr or the Ima, if she, the girl or the Amusa, would have said, I don't want to marry him. But then there wouldn't be any answer, and so therefore we should convince her to say that she doesn't want to marry him, because that's called Eshel of Kaim Shneyem, coax her to say that she doesn't want to, there's no essay, so there won't be any violation of that essay. So he says, no, why should we coax her? And she says, I want to marry him, so there is an essay. If there is an essay, says, there's no essay. That's not called Eshel of Kaim Shneyem. We should threaten her and coax her and cajole her until she says she doesn't want to marry him. It sounds like it's a weaker essay. Why is it a weaker essay? So that's what the Ramban writes in the Chiddush Ramban and Sudas Daf Mem. Says the Pshat in that Gemara is the same as the Pshat in the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. That what? Yomer Labina, if she will say, I don't want to marry him, he said, yes, if well, there's no essay. So what is the moral of the story? What does it show you? That the nature of the essay of Elohim Sili is an essay of Yonah Mahalero. Because if it would have been Yonah Mahalero, how she got a essay of Michael? The fact that she can be medical and say, I don't want to marry him shows that it's not on the necessity of the Elisha. It's a Hebrew. It's a necessity to pay, like you have to pay the Hamishan Kesef. You have to pay Hamishan Kesef for the Nasmadiyah Naira. So the marrying the girl is also a Chiyot in Al-Mahar. Like a punishment that you owe to the person in Al-Mahar. So whenever it's in Al-Mahar, Esther Shibon Al-Mahar is not Dech Al-Mahar, Esther Shibon Al-Mahar, as his mother says in Bab Mitzvah. And then he gives you the text to ask the why. But I always say the whole mitzvah Shemir al Machaber be after the Rachel Kamalichud after Ramban. We have to treat the other people's needs and concerns as if it would have been your needs, but if it would have been my needs, it's not there anything. So if someone else's needs, that's not there. It's never there anything. You have a chiyuv to take care of other people's needs. You have a chiyuv in Al Machabero. You never there. Never has the prayer at peace. It never can be there any soon because I have to treat it different. Would have been my needs. What my needs? Is never there anything either? So no one else's needs can be there for them either.
Well, how do I marry the wealthy person? I'm an usher. And what's wealthy? I made it. For me, I would just let it go. If it was my Ameda, I would have let it go. That doesn't mean anything to me as a wealthy person.
Yes.
But to the person who lost it, it might mean something.
No, then you must leave to.
Why? I would have done it for myself.
No, but that's his need. No, that's it. No. The Gemara says, Zahi, Vayna, Rishich, Vayzahi. So the Gemara says, how do you determine whether the case is one of the Zokim, Vayna, Rishich, Vayzahi? I love you when Zokim. Zokim means 95-year-old men. The Zokim means the Tamakara. How do you determine whether it's called the Zokim, Vayna, Rishich, Vayzahi? How does it raise a need? So the Gemara says, above the sea, if it would have been the Zokim, Vayna, Rishich, if it would have been my own Aveder, I would have been Michael on that bed. I wouldn't want to be in this buzzer because of this. Not that I'm a multi-millionaire, my time is worth more than all of it is worth $10, and I have no time, I'm going to miss that plane. I have to go and make a plane in a business appointment. I'm going to go lose 10 minutes over here to go back and get my $10 Aveder, my $100 Aveder. I'm going to lose another thing. No, that's a different thing. That's a different story over there. Why you don't do Hashavas Aveda? But if the person wouldn't do the Hashavas Aveda because it's not Lasich Vaida, if it would have been his own Aveda, he would not have bothered to take it. If any Gemara says Mikra Adin, he's not required to do it for other people as well. Because the Hochi is exactly, because the Hochi is to do Hashavas Aveda for others. Hochi is to do Mitzvah Shigan Arba Habeiro, means to treat other people's needs as if it would have been my need. But if it would have been my need, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. If it was in my need, I wouldn't have done it because I'm a multimillionaire and this is not worth it.
Okay, yeah.
But for him, he's not a multimillionaire, so I have to take care of this. It is a need for him.
Yeah.
It is a need for him, so I have to take care of his need. But if I wouldn't have done it, not because it wasn't there, I wouldn't have done it because it's a design for me. I would be misbounded that I'm not willing to do it for the other one either. This is the sugi introduces now the issue of cover up. Again. The mitzvah of Kavara is a mitzvah in the Torah. We've got a right in one of the slums. I'm going to say for Shoshana Sambeth, the student of the slum, and Chloe, and Shah. So he writes in one place, Kavara Abiyat is not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a psaninian which is basically in Torah. The Poshet Shabbat is that it is a mitzvah. The way we pass it, Lo Yitam HaChayva, like Rebbe Akiva, it is a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Lo Yitam is not only a mitzvah, She Yitam HaKoyim HaKrovim. Lo Yitam is this general mitzvah to be Mechabit HaChayim, Koshke Mechabit HaChayim. This is the market. There is a din, a kavod abiyus is zeiche, isurim sometimes, but not once in a half hour does it go. Let's pursue you. I'm a rabbi, I'm a rabbi person, and I'm a rabbi. The mitzvah of halacha is drachma. Could be. Could be also.
Could you clarify one thing? Let's say, in terms of covenant ring, that person, it would be embarrassing if you try to return it. But what happens if you found something that the person is lacking that equipment for great embarrassment?
Maybe for the one who found it.
The one who found it by trying to return it is embarrassment.
Yeah.
But the one who lost it is experiencing a great embarrassment by not having it.
Yeah. No, I think the thing is that I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with that. Because if it would have been mine, I wouldn't have done it. I know you have to figure out a case to start to talk in abstract. So why would it be embarrassing for me to go? If I would lose my shop,
but back to that, you just turn the underwear.
No.
So it's embarrassing for me to go on whose underwear, but the person needs his underwear. I mean, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, but you lost your wife, you turned one,
that's what I'm talking
about. No, but I would be embarrassed, but I would be embarrassed to go walking around. Yeah. I have to treat it as if it was in my own need.
Your own need, right. Promoting the certain feeling between people.
Yeah. You have to write it?
The money aspect is a little different. But here, the definite
connect rating.
That person is going to be advantage
to the person who has to stress. He's going to lose a lot of money also. That's the deal. I'm not crazy. Okay, that's the deal. So now we're going to go into the details. This comes up. I'm going to give him a laugh. I'm going to line the big dough. A person is walking in the street, and all of a sudden he realizes they just have a label on his feet, but it has several fish to meach dough. So he's very sharpness. So what's the deal? First, I feel about shook. Yes, we take off the clothes. Even if we say, what do we take off the clothes? So what's the big dough? Take off the jacket. What's the deal? Take off the pants. He has also had shabbos. He's got to walk around in his underwear, even though it's dead embarrassing. Punish the half of the shuk. My time. What is that based on? Why shouldn't cover up his player role? Zop Rav. No, you have a pasuk in Mishlei that says in Chachma Zayin Tzulim in Eitzel the Neged Hashem. The pasuk Shem the pasuk says a different thing. Pasuk Shat. I think the Mefarshim has two ways to learn. One shot to give in Chachma Zayin Tzulim in Eitzel the Neged Hashem is that the Punish made up his mind. That he wants it to go in this direction. He can have the biggest geniuses in the world, and the biggest advisors. So it's going to help him. And then the next prophet says, that's the end of that parish initially. It says, "Kus Yuchan Lamokama, the Hashem Hayishua," something like that. You can have the biggest armies in the world and the biggest power in the world, and you can lose the war also. Sometimes the strong people lose the war, and the weak people win the war. Whatever the Bansham wants, that's going to turn out. But that's the simple shot in the question. Yichlach mi vein tzvun vein eitzel and neged Hashem, all the chachamim in the world, and all the nebonim, and all the advisors cannot accomplish anything neged Ratzon Hashem. That's the simple shot. And others interpret slightly differently, but it boils down to the same thing. They translate the word neged. It's been a question on the Zach and the Tanakh. They give a different shot. And Yichlach mi vein tzvun, you don't have to be so smart if you're on the Rabbanu Shalom side. So the neged Hashem doesn't mean against the Rabban Shalom, it means kineged. When you're on the Rabban Shalom side, you don't need all the chachmas. First, mucham ha-mucham lo, v'l-Hashem ha-Yishua, whatever the pasuk is. The same kavanah, the same thing. Whatever the Rabban Shalom wants, that's going to happen. That's the pasuk shot and what the pasuk is driving at initially. And Rav gives an additional level of interpretation in that pasuk. That it means, although there is a din d'oraisa that you have to consider kavanah abiyah, cover of beers of Nathan, cover of beers of Chaim, cover of beers of Asma, cover Asma. The three different dealings of cover of beers, you have to be careful of your own. I'm walking in the street, it's not someone else's cover of beers, it's my cover of beers. My cover of beers has to be Machpirat, but still, in Chachm, they fool very Nathan, the Neged Hashem, whenever there's an Aveira being done, you ignore all the Chachm and all the Tzvun in the world, and you're not allowed to buy any other. You don't worry about cover the beard. It's very strange. Why did he say Chilul Hashem? He's talking Chilul Hashem. This is something I'm wearing shopping. What's Chilul Hashem? Nobody knows in the street that I'm wearing shopping. I'm the only one. I look on the label, lo and behold, it says that I have Samuel Fishman. Sometimes it says on the label, I'm living in the world. So I'm the only one. I don't know. Why is it called the Chilul Hashem? That's not what we usually call Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, we usually think it means an Aveir done with Rav Chaim, that there were 10 people, that's why they're running by the Muslims who said that there. They mean a different Chil Hashem. The Malaz, Rav Chaim Balozhin, writes in the Nefesh HaChaim on his Gemara, he says that Chil Hashem means simply the following. The Malaz, Rav Chaim Balozhin, the Shechin is all over, the Balshan has his Masha Shechin out all over this world that he created. But when a person does an Aveir, nobody's spot, even though no one knows what he's doing, so he's chasing away the Shechin from that spot. The Rav Chaim doesn't want to be there. Well, that's called a chilul Hashem. Doesn't mean a desecration of the divine name. Just means chilul. Chilul means empty space. Vacuum. Void. So this space in the world is void of the Shechina. Shechina runs away. Shechina doesn't want to be there. And that's a simple translation. Whenever there's an Aveir, it's chasing away the Shechina. In Chilkin, there's no din of Chabad Abir. So there, the second question is, what kind of a Hashem helps him cover the Rav? He's talking about Chilul Rav. The Rav is talking Kvod Atzma, I'm walking in the street, I'm not just flying with people, person of Elvashuk, I'm walking the big guy. I'm walking in the street and I find flying in my begrudlin, person of Elvashuk. I have to undress, even in the middle of the street, and I will be in a state of embarrassment. So what have I got to do with Kvod Arav?
Sorry,
it's
Thomas
Kaufman
has to do
it. Kvod Arav, even if I'm a Thomas Kaufman. So the Rambam had a different gift in the Gemara. The Rambam has a gift to I'm not to climb the big Bishon Chavero. I'm walking in the street. Not that I find that I have shakti. I'm looking at someone else's. I'm looking at the other guy and checking the other guy's clothes for shakti. So I see that he's wearing shakti. So I have to undress him in the middle of the street, even if he's my rabbi. A people who are rabbi. Well, I cross. Come up and say, Shechil Hashem means whenever someone's doing an avera, and talking, come up a rabbi, there's no deen of kabbar abiyas, even if the abiyas that he's talking about, the Rambam says, not talking about kabbar asma. The Rambam says it doesn't have Kedar Hashem. So the Rambam holds it, nah, so the Rambam says that that's what this is. It's not an ethical gift, but that's my mind, and this is Yisurah. It's a different Shiva thing, right? We'll have to get there. She's a six column over here. I call it every year. It's not easy. The six easy columns. Gemara has those things. Gemara has all six columns. Just in half an hour, we should not go through the six columns. That's what comes to this. Easy. No, it's easy columns. So the rush, and the rush in the end of Nida has Hilchos Kalayim. What's it doing in the end of Nida? The Gemara Nida has one line about Kalayim. Why don't you take a look at that Kalayim? So the Rosh didn't have any other place to put it. He put all the Hilchos Kalayim in the middle of Masechus Nida there. He has the Hilchos Nida. And then in the middle of one page, he has Hilchos Kalayim, a whole bunch. So in the middle of Hilchos Kalayim there, he quotes the Rambam, and he disagrees with the Rambam. He says, what are you talking about? If the Rebbe is walking in the street, someone else, the Rebbe, not the Rebbe, someone else is walking in the street, they don't know that they're wearing Shabbos. I know the secret, but they're wearing Shabbos. But they're wearing it b'shegeg. They're doing not wear b'shegeg. So don't tell them about the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. Even though Shatnas is mefurish mikra, but when the Aveira is done b'shegeg, then Kavod Aviyah should be doiched. If the Aveira is doing Aveira b'shegeg, I know that he's doing an Aveira of wearing Shatnas. He's not aware of the fact. He doesn't know that he's wearing Shatnas. He doesn't realize that his clothing has Shatnas in it. But since he's doing Aveir B'Shoigeg, so the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam, he holds an Aveir, the Zami Shoigeg, Kavod Aviyah, can be Gershon, because the Gemara has a whole bunch of clothing, but the Aveir is not that severe, then Kavod Aviyah allows you to violate the Aveir, so he says, Enchor, not severe, rubbing your breath, but the Aveir B'Shoigeg, so Kavod Aviyah should be Gershon, so Machlek is the Rambam in the Rosh. But if the Aveir is doing Aveir, the Arise of the Kumbi Asay, but it's B'Shoigeg, so on the one hand, it's the Aveir, the Arise of the Kumbi Asay, but on the other hand, it's b'shegeg. So the Rambam holds no. The Rosh of the Kumbi has said to cover up his nevech, and the Rosh holds no. But since it's b'shegeg, so it's there. That's the Shalah had to read this Gemara. So the Rambam had the gear, so I'm also climbing the big b'shoch haveru. Not the big bird. He has on to us, the big b'shoch haveru. The Pais not the b'shoch haveru who rabo. Because, come up with Shishchil Hashem, chalkin kabot lo rab. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. And the Rosh doesn't learn like that. The big bishul atzma. I found it. I'm the bala there, and now I'm wearing it amazing. But if I find it, he's wearing shakti. So don't tell him. Don't tell him. Tell me yourself.
Don't understand.
He starts to put, not feeling, the Mishnah Brura has, even if it's not so loud, the Mishnah Brura says that you bring it back to the Mishnah Hayakat where it came from, at another Mishnah Hayakat, that's if you didn't do any Hanukkah from the thing.
You have to stop.
Yeah, but let's say he was stopped in the middle. Let's say he has already stopped, in the middle of the street. If he walked from Rishis HaYachid in the street and he keeps on walking, 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 never stopping, he's going to walk back to his entrance, so he's going to come out and he didn't know any other him and not tell you at all. He didn't have Kiro Rishis HaYachid and Hanukkah, and he said Rishis HaYachid. Not only is it not there, he didn't even accomplish anything. If I carry from one Rishis HaYachid to another Rishis HaYachid, that's all from Muslim and Atar, it's coming out from Rabban, it's Muslim and Atar, but I accomplished something and moved from this side of the street to the other side of the street. And Mara says in the beginning of Shabbat, if you walk into the street and you take it back from the same Rishis HaYachid, you violated nothing on the level of the Raisya, and you haven't even accomplished anything either. So the Gemara says that sometimes we would recommend that if you go take it back to the original, if you cut it when he took it out from, provided that he didn't do any hanukkah since he took it. That's the question of, does that really apply to the source that you mentioned? Because you mentioned the fellow who was working with you didn't realize that he was carried. So that's not the case of the Gemara. The Gemara talks of fellow who did the major on Shabbat. Originally the major, the Shabbat, so what did he do? He's walking around the thing. What did he do? The Gemara says, bring it back to the Rishis that he took it from. What if the Shaykh, he didn't realize that he was carrying it all. So the Shaykh, he didn't realize he was carrying, that's called necessity. But the person didn't even realize he had anything in his pocket, that's called necessity. And many Achrayim say that necessity is not Farechim to the Maitha there at all. The Kibur, he didn't do anything. So his act begins from the minute that he realizes that he's doing something. He stops, he don't do anything. So leave it where you are, in the middle of the street. You can, let's say I pick something up in the street and I put it down. There's mutter l'chatchila. To pick something up and to carry it less than dollar on it, there's mutter l'chatchila. To make an achievement on l'chatchila, less than dollar, there's mutter l'chatchila. I didn't realize I was carrying it all till I'm in the middle of the street. And then I realized that you should say, Mikana l'habora, that everything is beginning now. So don't do anything. Don't begin anything. Don't bring it back into the shita. That's the question. The Mishnah Brura says, like you said, that if the fellow's walking in the street, and he realized that he's carrying, he should take it back to whatever it is, even if it's worth a nickel. He should take it back to the original Mishnah Tayacha, so it'll turn out that he didn't know Aveira on the level of the right to go. And I'll just question whether that's correct or not, because the Gemara is only talking about a case, not beginning of Shabbat, talks about a case, but he was aware of the fact that he was carrying. He carried the Mazer, not the Mazer, but if he carried the Mishnah, one should argue the point and say that it should not be point. You should just leave it where it is, in the middle of the street. He's a Tamachachim, he depends on what his intention was. He's not interested in being a Rabbi.
The fact is, he's unfathered
by the Rabbi. I don't know. That the design happens with Leila, it's not, but he didn't intend to be a Rabbi to Tamachachim, so
it's
like a suggestion. No, the Rambam says, I don't have to undress him. The Rambam says, I have to notify him, look, my dear Rebbe, you should realize that you're wearing shakas. So the Rebbe will take one of them.
Well, I'll take one of them.
Bring the clothes first and then tell him. Right. So that's what the law says. I should wear my clothes. Don't tell him, because he's doing Aver the Shaykhik, because since the Aver, done the Shaykhik is an Aver Kala, the Kavan Aziz will allow you to violate that Aver Kala. And the Rambam holds not so. The fact that the Dhamma Shaykhik does not make it into an Avera Kala because it's an Avera. The right to the Dhamma Kumbi Aset. So the Rama Hotel is called an Avera Hamura. That's the gist of the Gemara. When you have an Avera Hamura, then Kabarabias is not there. Have an Avera Kala, Kabarabias is there, and we have rules and regulations. Would you tell me what's called an Avera Hamura and what's called an Avera Kala? That's going to be the gist of the thing. The Rav says, Kabarabias is not there any Averas at all. That's the last case. Cover up with my dead and other. Craig Digmar Lace there. Let's get Kasha from a bright. All the people went to be Malaga, the Havel, to the Beis HaTorah, and then he's on his way back home. So on his way back home, let's say, many of the people went with the, some of the people who went with the Havel are Kohanim. So the Kohanim are careful that they won't go on the Beis HaTorah. So let's say they were walking home with the Havel, and the Havel is Yishkin training. So the Yodel is going to walk at this shortcut, let's say, he's going to walk through a cemetery with his tumor. First Ta'aram said the Kohanim, like the other day, that there's a tumor to Rabban, peace of Sunday. So the Kohanim who are walking with the Yodel, so they should not walk away. So that's a chelik of the Nichum Avelim, that they walk around with them. Originally, he walked in the hall with a group of 75 people. Now, all of a sudden, the group is going to shrink on to 50 people. He's going to see that it's that they're leaving him alone. He's going to feel an empty feeling that the people are disappearing. That's why he's not afraid. That's why the other one said he's not afraid. He's a lady, are you sure? But there were Quran who went along with Hadkhilu to the Beit HaKvarit. They were careful not to be in the town of the Mason. And on the way back to the other ones, take a shortcut and he's going to walk through a spot where there is tomb. Royal, whatever, there's some kind of a tomb in it. So Ahlul Quran is permitted to go with them or not. So the dinner of course not. How are they allowed to go with them? What? They covered up ears. That they're going to be mavazah him, that he's going to feel bad. What? The fellow, the cover of ears and faith of the Lord says, yes, sin of crime, how can it be? According to what Rav said, it should not be allowed. So the Brisa says, for careful, Rav, nice, the Gemara has a few against Rav. Covers, and they finish their funeral, the Chazru, and they're on their way back home. Lulu Tmeh, they draw from their two ways to go back home. Nachas, the Urba, the Tmeh, one highway has Tumah on it. One highway does not have Tumah. Build the Tahirah. If the Orbal goes home on the Tahirah, highway, boy, the Moral, the Tahirah. So everybody goes with him, even the Tahirah goes. Well, the Tmeh, even if he comes home on the road that has to the body, Nemo, but to me, I'm sure we could roll though. Even the Quran about the Midas, in the Tane, the Mason, because Kavad Avidus is Becha, the Ether of Sumas Kohanim. Shrek the Gemara, the Amai, how can the Bible say that according to Rav, it's not so lame, why shouldn't we say in Chachim Eifur, Negar Hashem, what happened to Rav's din in his Tostik, the Kavad Avidus is not Becha on Easter, and to the Gemara, no, we're not talking about a Tumah Deraita, we're talking about a Tumah Derabbanan. The din is the Kavod Avis is Deicha, and Yisra Derabbanan, Yisra Derabbanan, Bona and Yisra Kal. The Gemara Baba, the Beis HaPras Derabbanan. What's a Beis HaPras? Beis HaPras, and Rashi quotes from the Mishnayis in Aholot, and the Mishnayis in Tumura. Rashi writes on the fourth line from the top of the Omer, Beis HaPras, when the Tamli Alam Derabbanan, who started it to feel, Shemech Rav Shpoh Kedra. There was a grave, somebody was buried there. And they weren't careful, and they plowed up the whole field. So you have to consider, let's say, it's a big, started so big, it's a cliff. And they buried somebody right in the middle. And then they plowed the whole field. So they plowed back and forth, because there's no mate. So they get to this point. So then they plowed back and forth, and you have to be cautious. This whole half of the field, maybe there's a bone somewhere. Because the Makresha, they claim Makresha keeps on going. So why is that part of the field coming? The Mishnah says, because then they plow back again this way. But then they go plowing this way. So they plow this way, you keep on going up and down. So maybe the bone, maybe there was a bone over here, this bit over here. So you have to be mistaken. The base is really in the middle. So you have to be mistaken that maybe the machresha, they didn't have an orange. The base is in the orange. How do you have a mistaken that the plow ran into the orange? He could have broken the plow. Would have heard his plank when it banged in. So it means that they didn't bury. The problem, they didn't bury in the orange. They buried the base in the ground. And it's a long time, and also, it's buried in Mason. He didn't realize that it's dug into the body. The answer is Mason was buried there 10 years ago. It's not that he was buried yesterday, not a whole body. He would have realized that he's digging into a body. Mason was buried 20 years ago, and there's just a couple of bones left. They have to be chayshish with the rabbanon, and maybe the bones are scattered all over. So the Mishnah, I forgot, the Mishnah in Tmur, in the Holy, gives you a Shia how? A million amas by a million amas, so the Mishnah gives you... 100 amas. 100 by 100. That's 100 by 100 amas. That's more now. So that's only a tumah midrabban. Who's the Rashi? The Sodesh and Echlesh Bokeber. The Rashi, the Chachonim, Chachonim Mechleishesh, Shem is built in Luklei HaMachleishah, maybe the plow, the big metal end of the plow, shook around this hot summer. And an etzen, a tiny little etzen is mitame. The Hadarius Alehem, if someone's going to walk on top of the bone, it will be mitamehem, Hadarius Alehem, Nisikam, and somebody who walks on the bone will be moving it. Would be massive to bone and move it. And what's the din? That's because I see if the person is walking barefoot, then be Tumas Magra. So that we understand. Why is he wearing shoes? Or sneakers, so there's no Tumas Magra. But it's still Tumas Magra. Magra doesn't only mean I carry a mace like this, carry it because I move it. I mean I move it like this. Even without touching, let's say I'm wearing gloves. I have a stick and I move it. It's also called Magra. So if I'm walking with shoes, and I'm walking on top of a bone from a dead body, and the bone moves because of the fact that I step on it. I'm walking on top of the ground and the bones are under the ground, so there's no matter, there's no matter, there's nothing. There's oil. But a little bone is not Masani Ba'ol. The only time a body is Masani Ba'ol is if you have a Kazayat Bar Sermon on Mace, or if you have a Shedra, or a Gugolet, you have a whole soul, or you have a whole Shedra, the whole backbone, or you have Ray Minion, or Ray Minion of the Atom. There's quite a lot of bones, you gotta have a lot of bones. But first, you have a little Atom Kisora. Kisora is the size of a body granite. It's a tiny little thing. Dollar grain is a tiny little thing, less than a penny. The size of a quarter of a penny. Very tiny. It's in Kisar, it's in Tami, the Magna Masa, but it's not in Tami Boyo. And he gets the whole thing to Rosh Shvetz, and Kisar, the Magna Masa, the Boyo. And since it's only an issue of the Rabbanan, since the issue that we're talking, the color is coming back from the funeral, and it's covered up, this is being the Chabad, the other one, the other one have an empty feeling. We have 75 people walking back with him, and all of a sudden now, everybody here, 10 Kohanim disappeared in the Olam Shvacha. So he's going to feel this. It seems the whole issue that the economy was going to violate is only from the Rabbanan. So we allow him to Rahmanahu, actually we Rabbanahu the Yod, this is prohibition is on Rabbanan, Rabbanahu the Yachruhu, the Yikarayu, the Chachamahu, the Melech HaLaneh Kovet, means the whole reason why you have to follow the Dinder Rabbanah is out of Kovet for the Chacham. So the Melech HaLaneh Kovet, and they allow you to be Mitami, they allow the coin to be Mitami, to the Tumah the Rabbanah, of Beit HaKras, with Gabi Yavro, the Mokim Kovet Abir, you can be Mitami. The coin will be Tumah, after the whole thing is hung over, he's going to be Tumah. And he has to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. He has to go get Paraduma water sprinkled on him, Shlishi Shvi. But then it's going to be Torah. Then Torah didn't go without Bonham, so he said, it's not the Tami. No, he said he's allowed it in the Tami. And so, in the Tumul Rabbonah, there will be Tami. Rabbonah will be Ahmul, he's allowed.
The Gzeo that the Chachamim made excluded. Sometimes you have the Gemara that is the Rabbonah. Eimamu, Eimamu.
Right. The Imam Rebbe Rabbonah sometimes means that they weren't going to Tumul at all. But I'll believe the simple truth is that they weren't going to Tumah. That's because something went on a base of price. And normally it's forbidden to go on a base of price with the Rabbanan, and now they allowed him to go. And if he goes, after he declares the code, he'll be coming. He's violated the Yisra the Rabbanan. They were not on the code. Rabbanan will be Achmua, the Yikarayu, the Gabi the Yavu, the Shem Kadar Abir, the Mechol on the code. Rashi got it in the Gemara. The Gemara has that lesson there. According to the Hesha, We allow a person to check a Beis HaPras in a very flimsy fashion. If he has to run to bring a Korban Pesach, and he's not going to hurry up, he's going to go around it. This is a Beis HaPras in front of him. He's going to have to go around it. So he's going to miss... There's no highway there. He's going to miss his run to bring the Korban Pesach. So we allow him to go through the Beis HaPras. Go through the Beis HaPras, he'll become Tami. So the Mar is not there on the Beis HaPras. He checks in front of him. He makes a superficial bedikin. By blowing to Shlach at the Dike, and we're only maker, Rashi says, Rashi in the middle of the Rashi says. And I tell Chorim Rasham, Shim HaYisham, that's in the Yerenu. You assume that if there's a bone, he'll see it. See, they're right to eat, the two Mabei Tzakas would have been a real bona fide tomb, they're right to eat, Avinim Zal, Zalim, Bekuni, Hayu, Mishpach, and Eficha. We wouldn't be maker on such a Dike that this is a beer of Goma, that there's no bones there. So obviously, the fact that when I tell Chorim Beis HaPras, the fact that you have such a cooler, that you can rely on such a shvach, a superficial dedike, is a clear indication that the whole chashash of tumah beis hakadosh on the rabbana. So therefore we make her. When we make her, only the makom this week is there. The half dedike is only right to pesach history. We only make her for one who's running to bring the carbon pesach, and he's not going to hurry today. He's going to go around and around. It's going to take him an extra hour on this to shkia. You have to check the carbon pesach before the shkia. We're not making her for tumah. So then we should leave the tumah tomorrow. He's hungry. We'll wait another 2 hours to eat the tumah. Let him go around and around. Yeah, especially for Ochel Pesach, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, there's no noise, and it's a curse. And then I tell you, you can go on the Beit HaPras now, but you told me the Rabbanan that it's forbidden to go on the Beit HaPras. So he says, hang on around, so he says, don't go on the Beit HaPras, check the Beit HaPras. But it's superficial belief. So Rav Adi quotes, certain Rav Adi Beit HaPras, the Rabbanan, and to prove that Beit HaPras only in the Rabbanan, in the Mishnah, you can't really prove it. When you look at the Mishnah, it's in Shmure, and you look at Mishnah, it's all. One could have thought that Beit HaKadosh is a Tumah Deraisa, Seka Deraisa. So he said, no, from Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, from the Amoraim we know, when HaPeach on the Beit HaKadosh Vahelach, and the fact that they gave such Shvach and Kulis, that you can make such a superficial Bedikir, Bishat HaKad Gobel, for the purpose of being Korban Pesach, that's a Hechach, that Beit HaKadosh on the Rabbanah. And he has another proof. Yom Rabbi Yudah Barashi Mishmei Derav, the first one was Rabbi Yudah named Mishmuel, the second one was Rabbi Yudah named Avraham. Another clue that seems to indicate pretty clearly that Beis HaKadosh only is in the Rabbanan. Beis HaKadosh Shenidash is Torah. What do you mean Shenidash? The Raglayim. It was trampled on by a lot of people. So whatever bones may have possibly been removed, let's say the caver was right in the middle, and then they did the maceration, they were plowing, you know, they plowed this way also. Anthony Kosher said, maybe there were little bones, as we can say, that were schlepped all over the place, and maybe they're on the top. But when I'm going to walk, it's going to be either magro maso. So how long do you have to worry about magro maso? Every person walks and loses the people of the walking, they plowed the field yesterday. So if you have a week or two, that people are walking on this field back and forth to say that everything is already passed, everything is pushed out already. So when you're going to walk today, even barefoot, when you're going to walk today, you're not going to have any bones on the top. You're not going to have, nothing is going to move. When you first plow the field, so there's still dirt all over and everything is still in a... It's a knapper cooler. So he says, Ravad is demonstrating the fact that Rav goes along with such a cooler. That's an indication that the whole cooler in the first place is going with the Rabban. The whole cooler based on the Rabban. If it would have been a real bona fide cooler, it wouldn't be so quick to be made for a Nidash. It would take this cooler chashash that maybe there will be a bone that he will be pushing. But because the whole chashash cooler in the first place is going with the Rabbanan, so this assumption is sufficient. It's like a fake of the Rabban cooler. You have a right to say that if it's Nidash, you're not going to be matched to anything, and you won't be in Ogea and anything, you won't be any good. So, Bikitsa, what do we want to say? That COVID Abriyas, my COVID, someone else's COVID, is not Berkha and Yisum, they're right, it's only Berkha and Yisum, they're Rabban. It's all part of it. So, like the Gemara, Tashmah, Kanada Kash against Rabban. Yom Rabban knows the best study, the Tanna. He says, the best Rabban knows was a Kohen, Ashi Kosa, and Gemara and Kohen is not known as well. So, this fellow, this Tanna was a Kohen, and he says, the Dalgam Hayina Agabi Aranish Amazim, a Kohen used to jump on top of coffins with dead people in the coffins. The coffins weren't buried, they were dead on top of the
mountain.
Jumped over the coffins, yeah. The Dalgam Hayina Agabi Aranish Amazim, Likras Malche Yisrael, he lived with Kufan Baishay. He lived, this title lived in the period of the Second Day Samish. Yeah, so he says, they used to, for the purpose of Kavod Abiyas, different kinds of Kavod Abiyas. You have to know Kavod Abiyas is a din, Kavod Amedi is a din, Kavod of the next door neighbor is a din, Kavod Achaim, Kavod Amedi is different Madregas is a din, Kavod Amelach is also a din. Also different Madregas and Kavod Abiyas, not all on the same level. The way Lucas Malchus told the Vadom, not only for Kavod Abiyas of Malchus Israel, but also Lucas Malchus Akum, even the din of Kavod Abiyas, the great Shem Malachim also. And there's another Indian, in being mechabed is to visit, let's say you go to England, is there any union to be mechabed the queen? If the Dominican Union is that everybody runs to visit the queen, so you have to run also. I'm not an English citizen. I'm not a subject for English. Let's say if I am an English subject, I live there in England. And then it's understood that the Dominican Union, everybody's career mishtah on Yusuf. After career mishtah, and if the Dominican Union is that everybody runs, you have to run also. Well, if the minigame time thing is that both reruns, they couldn't care less. Let it go shopping, let it do whatever he wants. No one is Mechabit, so I'm not Mechabit to be Mechabit. So Rav Lezrach says, even though you're not Mechabit, he recommends it. He recommends you should go be Mechabit Malcha Yaakov. Why? For a different reason, not because the mitzvah is on the own, but you're able to minigame meaning that you do it. But even if the minigame meaning that you don't do it, so you're not Mechabit me time coming up here, so he recommends you should do it anyway. Shin Yiske, if you'll be Zeher to be Mekabel for name Moshiach to Kenu, and he's going to be the Melech HaMoshiach, the Melech Yisrael, Yachin, so you will know what it means, Kovod HaMoshiach, Kovod HaMelech HaMoshiach. You'll see by contrast, the Kovod HaMelech that the Yomis Oilam, the Melech Yomis Oilam have, is that you're all to get Kovod, and you'll see the Melech HaMoshiach, like if and when you will be Zeher to see him in your lifetime, and you see how much more Kovod he has. Let's say, if I never saw king, I never saw royalty. So I see the Melech HaMashiach, and I see all of Kabbalah from there. That's good. 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 try to see, and they're like, even Shalom Yitam Kavarati. Like, the people don't all run. So you're not going to have to run either. But he said, he recommends you should run in order to understand what is the... to say the bracha. I don't know, why doesn't he say in order to say the bracha, then just say this. So he says a difference for a while. Yachin, and you should know the difference. Yachin, the mountain film, Mahiyah. Fine. So the Gemara is not bothered with a kashin. He said that you're allowed, he does my ear, he said you're allowed to what you used to do, he's a kain. He says you used to jump over the airline, so the dead body's in the airline. Nicholas Mahiyah, he said, Nicholas Mahiyah, he said, oh, no. Kovid, I'll be here, so the Melech, I'll be here, he is Kovid. But how can you be not the Quran to be the Tamil Mason for Hanisa Beraisa? The Amarai, how did you allow it? According to Rav Lehmo, Zom the Zom, why don't we say, Chokhan is fully made to the Nagar Hashem, it should be Hanisa Beraisa in the Tosna. And so the Amarai kid the Rav, just like... you jump over the star, and it's only the Tami Midarabam. There's no Tami Midarabam. How can that be? You jump over a dead body, it's only Tami Midarabam. Kidarabam. The Amar Rabbah, Rabbah explains, Varatara, the Din there is, Oyel, Koshesh, Machalal, Tefa, Choytis, the Snare Tumah. There are two Din of Avram. One Din of Oyel is maybe a Fatumah. But there is a mace in one corner over here, and I'm standing in the other corner over there, and everything is under the same oil. That's called Oyel HaMshachil, the roof is Nimsha, extends from on top of the mace, on top of the guy. The three kinds of oil. There's one oil I lean on top of the mace, and there's another oil that carry the mace on top of me, or outside, under the sky. And it's the third oil that we use to oil on shocker. I am under the same roof that the mace is under. So that's one thing that oil is maybe a satumah. Then there's another thing that oil is quite as good as the mace in this moment. I'm on the floor above. I'm on the roof above. So the fact that there's an oil, even our mom is directly standing above the mace is right over here, and I'm standing upstairs directly above the mace. The fact that there's a rule that chaytis b'shnei atumim, so the tumah doesn't go upstairs. So that's what Rabbi says. This din d'oraisa in an ohel is chotzei b'shnei atumah. Let's say there's a mace on the floor. So there's a tefach of empty space from the top of the mace till the ceiling. What if the mace is laying on top of the table? Still there's more than a tefach to the bottom. What if it touches a high table and the mace is mamish right below the ceiling? Right below the ceiling. There isn't a tefach of empty space between the top of the mace and the bottom of the ceiling. But that's not called an oval to be chaytis b'shnei atumah. Well, the chaytis b'shnei atumah is if you have a tefach in between the top of the mace and the bottom of the ceiling. Keep... What? He's mitamei, right? That's because we consider that an oihol zaru.
Right.
That's a new thing. The Gemara has a din in Gittin in the first parag and the Shabbos. Not like the Shabbos like that. When is an oihol chotzeit b'shnei atumah? That's like a building that's standing still. What if you have an automobile or a truck or a plane that's moving a car? An automobile that's moving. That's called an oihol zaru. An oihol zaru. There are two kinds. If it's an automobile that's riding on the ground, has its 2 feet on the ground, has its 4 wheels on the ground, then the roof of the automobile has the status of oil lahachmir but not lahachmir. Means, let's say the plane is taxiing on the ground, and there's a roof on top of the plane. And let's say the mace is in the baggage department below one end of the plane, and I'm sitting, the plane is sitting in a different part of the plane. So then the thing is, that the roof above my head is a ohel mahabiya satuma. I am not directly, let's say when the airplane is sitting there on the ground, and the crane walks into the passenger section, and there's a mace in the baggage section. So the crane is not to the tunnel. So the floor of crane is just natural. No problem. If there's a tefach, when the airplane starts to move on the ground before it takes off, so then the floor that closes in between is not quite as potential. That's called an oil zarat. An oil which is moving is not, does not have the din of oil to save you, to be matul in your tefillin. I said it doesn't matul you for good, so what's the problem? I'm not sitting on top of the mace. No, but the roof on top of me does have the din of oil chumra that is maybe a tefillin. Even though I'm not sitting directly above the mace, it'll be maybe a tefillin. Once the plane takes off, it's no longer on the ground. Once it's flying in the air, then the din is that everything is okay. But neither the floor separating between me and the mace is chaytis b'shnei atumah, nor is the ceiling above me, maybe it's atumah. So if the plane could jump on the airplane when it's already taken off on the ground, if you can have a parachute that could jump them back into the airplane after it took off, yeah, then it'll be okay. But the problem is when the plane is standing on the ground, standing still, then it's not done. Provided that there's a tefach above the mace, which is probably is because the floor is chaytis b'shnei atumah. And while flying in the air, there's no problem either because the oil zaruk is not maybe a satumah unless I'm sitting directly, unless the plane is sitting directly above the mace. The secret that it doesn't sit directly, it doesn't look directly above. But the problem comes when the plane is moving. When the plane is moving, that's the shot on the ground, so the plane is on the ground. So the oil zaruk is not chotzeit b'shnei atumah. The oil zaruk, the floor between my feet and the mace on the bottom is not chotzeit, but the roof above my head is maybe a satumah. That's the problem. Unless you say Asbara, that's highly questionable for us. That's what some contemporary Tamil Chachamim want to say, but it's not accepted. I'm actually holding it wrong. So some want to say that when you have a din and an Eil Zoruk is maybe a Satuma, it's Eil Chaitis, but it's maybe a Satuma, that's only when you say that the Eil Zoruk is not Chaitis, it's Natuma, that means, let's say, if I'm in an automobile, and we're riding on top of our cemetery. So then you say that the floor of the automobile, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, they made some highways on top of a cemetery. So let's say you're riding in an automobile, and you want the floor of the automobile to be chaytis between the koyin and the mace on the bottom. So then you say, no, in all Zarek is not chaytis this now too. But over here in the yes line, it's like you have a separate, everything is moving together. The mace, with the chai, with the roof, with the floor, everything's okay, taking the whole building. So maybe that's not called an Eil Zoruk. Maybe it's only called an Eil Zoruk. It's in motion, it's relation to the mace. In relation to the mace, relation to the chai, relation to somebody. But if everybody's moving. Everybody all together, takes the whole world is moving. Let's say the whole world is moving around. Someone stands on the side and he pushes the whole world like that. You're going to say the whole world is an Eil Zoruk, it's moving. No, everything in relation to everything else stays the same. That's the summer of one time there, that the airplane should not be considered an Eil Zoruk. Unless you're right, then you hold it a unless I think it's true. You think that it's true?
Flying over
a cemetery.
They
Prashim Shant, that doesn't help for anything. The Prashim Shant, the Raman has a Mishnah in a hole for him. He says, let's say you have a mace in this room. And then you put a box on top of it. So another box on top. And then you have the roof on top of that. So he said, the Raman writes, also the Yadach HaZak on the Tirish HaMishnah. If you have an Ohel that's inside a larger Ohel, so the larger Ohel is Mahil and everything together. So the oil in the middle is not Chaitis and Natumah. What is the Chaitis and Natumah? You have a mace in an Ohel, and there is no oil on top. There is no roof that goes on top of everything. So then, if I jump, let's say there's a mace in this box over here, and I jump on top of the box, so then the oil is close to the center, but if there's a roof on top of everything, then the Raman says, an oil says oil, so then the smaller oil doesn't help. The larger oil swallows everything. That's the Toshib shot. The one of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael came up with a whole new Einfad that it should be Luther of Shlomo, a whole safer. He thinks that Shlomo is on the right. He thinks that he's wrong. And Lal didn't ask that Shlomo is wrong. He asked that he's wrong from Dai Ziga.
Flying over the cemetery,
there's a problem, yeah. So Hanan who fly in airplanes, what if they fly over a cemetery? Right? If you're not directly above the mace, let's say around Kennedy Airport, I was told, a client told me that there are all Jewish cemeteries on three sides and the fourth side is the ocean. But all three sides have Jewish cemeteries. So let's say the client is not flying to Israel, he's flying to California on business, flying to Hong Kong or something. When it takes off the Hechriach, he's going to go. He's not going to go to the east and then to the north, they're not going to go. They're going to go over a cemetery. Jewish cemeteries, that's a shaggy. Mason is all in the Tommy Doyle. So how can a client go in an airport? That's a big problem. This is close to the Mishnah Nahalas, the Tumba, the Kasmi Yola Adler, or Kiyam, the Kasmi Yaredas Aratan. The Tumba, let's say you have a mace buried in the ground, and the Tumba goes up all the way up Adler, or Kiyam, the Tumba goes down all the way out Hatan. Let's just say it's some upper limit, under a Kiyam. How far, what's the upper limit? That's the Shang. Sky is the limit. What goes to sky? How much? If you take it like that in Arabic, because it's a velvet ground. I still have. Yeah. But in the year to it is, the Raman writes the favor, that the Tumah goes up even $100. So is there anything more than $100 that it doesn't go up, it doesn't say. That there's a basis in Arabic where they're talking about a totally unrelated issue, talking about Tumah, I'm trying to shoot again. The place says that above the clouds is called Barakiyah. The place says above the clouds is called Barakiyah. And you're not trying to shoot the Barakiyah. There's no Tumah Barakiyah. So it could be over here also that Avshalom Zalman Auerbach writes in his Sefer, let's say there's somebody buried on the other side of the ground in China. They say Tumas, Yogadis, Hanapan goes all the way through. So I'm walking here in New York in the street and I think it's the Mokhi Torah. On the other side of the club, there's an egg. So he says, well, there's something wrong here. But the Chari has to say that Tumas, Yogadis, Hanapan, Sahayim has a limit. There must be some limit that that's past the Torah. He's Meirer, in a footnote in a safe, he's Meirer in the Nichoshwan. Then you have to say that there's an upper limit. What's the upper limit? He's afraid to say, look, there's a Ramah to the Afimu Meir Amor. Maybe till the center of the earth. Maybe till the center of the earth, that's too far. So what are you? Have to limit it. Yeah. Just like Hashem Zaman says, you have to limit how far you go to the Tuma Yoredis. That doesn't mean you have to limit Tuma Oyma Bukati Oyma Adar Akiya. If the man is flying to the moon, you're going to say, if you can draw a straight line, the Tuma goes up all the way to the moon, the sun is too far. Adar Akiya below the Terech Akiya. That's a shadow. What's called the Akiya? So it could be above the clouds. You hear the airplanes fly below the clouds. See, the airplanes go over the Kennedy. A lot of it, yeah, when they stop. When they take off in their land, it's below the clouds, not above the clouds. So that's a serious shaman. That's a serious shaman. So the Rabbanim in Europe worked on the shaman. One of the Gdalim, the Kozhuk lover. The Kozhuk lover has a children in his sefer. Kozhuk lover was a great guy. He was a loving Kozhuk lover, and then he worked with Rabbanim in the First World War. They wiped out the whole city Kozhuk lover. So he, I think Meir Shapir invited him to stay a shiur in his yeshiva, the Rabbanim yeshiva. And that was destroyed in the Second World War. He was killed by the Nazis in the end. So he wrote a sefer of Shaila for Tshuva called Eretz Yisrael. He has one sermon in the sefer on the Shaila. I don't remember. Was he a Kohen? Our Kohanim permitted to go. He assumes Kohanim are permitted to go. Kohanim, they all went in their time. I bet the airplane goes over the Beit HaKohen. I think he has eight kulas. Eight double ones. Very shreve kulas. Each one is more difficult than the other. Very shreve kulas. Talmud of the Amnei is in there. Oh, yeah, the Shiloh test. Very shiloh. One of his coolest, he says, is that when a train is in the Talmud of the Amnei, you have to chotch the on the Beit HaKvaris for a second. But he's there less than a second. How does he know? Rega can memory. So you have to be there for a second, enough time to say the word Rega, enough time to pronounce the word Kerega.
But he's flying over the cemetery more than a Rega.
It's a different age.
I'm only there half a second.
That made right there half a second. That's one of his coolest. That's one of the better. very cool to see. Back up at some. He another that doesn't say anything. It's very shrewd. Yeah, but the Gemara says that it doesn't help, and I tell you it's good, but the Rabbanim always says it doesn't help. You know, all issue is only the Rabbanim. Okay, that's the Rabbanim. But it's still an issue. Still an issue of the
Rabbanim.
We are all to name Mason anyway. Even the Kohanim are all to name Mason anyway. Yeah. So that's the Machloike, the Rambam and the Raif. The Rambam writes that even if the Koyim touched the Mason today, and stop. And he's going to touch another mace 10 minutes later, and will not require of him a later hazar shlishi shvi. If a kohen went to his own father's funeral, let's say on Sunday, and then on Monday he's going to touch another mace, basically his mace is 2 months a month, because if he would have only been touching a mace on Sunday, he would have had hazar shlishi shvi, ended a day earlier. And now that he touched another mace on Monday or Tuesday, so he has to have hazar shlishi shvi later today. His mace is 2 months a month. What if he touched the mace at 9 o'clock in the morning, and the same day he touched another mace? So the Rambam writes, that's a machlokes nigmaros, Rabbi Rav Yosef, in the end of Nozir, the Nun, the Masechet Nozir. The dinim that a Kohen is not allowed to be mitame the mace, and a Nozir is not being mitame, the dinim are kamar identical. There's a slight difference that a Kohen is permitted and obligated to be mitame to the Zayin Klozim, and a Nozir is not even, Nozir is like a Kohen, he's not even permitted to be mitame to the Zayin Klozim, except for the mace mitzvah. But basically, the Yisun HaTom are the same. When it comes to the Heter, there's slight differences. So the Gemara has this machlokes Rabbi Rav Yosef, and the Rambam has the same machlokes had a Tashma, the Tashma Grabi, Tashma Grabi Yosef. They have it in Hilchos Nezirus, and they have it in Hilchos Obel, when they get to a Kohen being the Tamil. The same Shaila. So the Rambam Paskins, that even though the Kohen touched the mace today, his own father's funeral, at 9 o'clock, he forbid him to touch another mace at 10 o'clock, because he might have tumult in Mosul. What is he might have tumult? It's going to be the same Hadosh Mishishvi. So the Rambam holds that tumult the Chiburim is their right. It's all based on the Gemara. So I told him that I'm touching the mace. The mace is Aviyah Hoysa Tumis. It's this Ki Ilu Amot Aviyah Hoysa Tumis. So if I'll touch another Kli, that Kli will become an Avah Tumis. Once I let go, So the mace is Abhi Abhay, so I'm only a mass, and then if I touch a clue, the clue will become a ration. Because now that I'm touching it, that's called Tumen Ribun, like I'm a conductor of electricity. So if I'm touching the mace is Abhi Abhay, it's Kilo, I become Abhi Abhay, and I touch a clue, it becomes an Abhatum. So the Gemara has such a dinsum of the Ribun, and now has a filter, and Tumen Ribun, this is Dinda Right, it's Dinda Abhay. Because now I'm still touching the mace, and I touch a clue, the clue becomes an Ab. If that's the right, so that's how the Rambam passes. Tumel Chibon is within the right. So if he comes touches another mace at 10 o'clock, he has to get in touch with mace at 9 o'clock. Surely he's not right to Tumel Tumel in the sense that he needs a longer Hazash Mishi Shri, but still, the Tumel Chibon right now is right to Tumel Tumel. And the right of his Matzik, and he says, not true. Tumel Chibon will have the right, and there's no himself at Tumel Tumel, unless he's in the time to another mace on a later day. If he touched, he went to his crowd in Dubai on Sunday, he goes to touch with someone else's mate on Monday or Tuesday, so now he needs to have Rosh Hashanah an extra day or two, but that day is much of Tumel Tumel. Even according to the Raizah, that the Raizah passes on the same day, you're allowed to be Chayzah Mitam, they're coming on the same day, but on a later day, Tamanish, even the Raizah holds a Kinan Lazim. Now, Vaz, the Shulta Giborim and Shavuot, the beginning of Shavuot, the Gemara has a little bit about Tumel Tumel, about Tumel 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 Tumel. So the Shulti Gibarim in the back of my sex was on the side of the wrist, you have the Shulti Gibarim. Because I had the Shulti Gibarim, they call it the Havuat Al-Fasi. I'm not always referred to the Havuat Al-Fasi, we call it the Shulti Gibarim. But the Shulti Gibarim calls it a snag. So those people have a snag, you don't need a Shulti Gibarim. Those who want to dust a snag, you know, they have possession, but they don't dust the law. So the Shulti Gibarim calls it the name of the snag, that according to the Raivid, this man has said that we don't have eighth or third law. So if the train was Matami to a mace on Sunday, then 5 years later he's Matami to another mace, that's not called mace of Tumel Tumel. What do you mean he's having on another couple of days, he has to wait longer than Hazash Mishri? We don't have any Eifer Torah anyway. So in the season, nothing mace of Tumel Tumel. That's what the Smag says according to the Rebbe. The Rebbe himself, as we have it, and the Rambam does not read a word about that, that his mother said, if you don't have Eifer Torah, things are more calm. The Rav just says on the same day, if he was already Mitzamit 9 in the morning, he's going to be Mitzamit to another mate at 10. He's not going to stop his Gosh at Shepherd's tomb, he says, help the Gosh. But that's what the Smart says according to the Raivis, that his man says, Shein Lano Eta Torah, so a friend who's already come, he's permitted to be Chayim Mitzamit Lera. Yeah, but we don't talk to like the Raivis. That's why Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva to Rabbi Schwab, it's going to be there was somebody in Washington tonight who is a Chayim, was interested in going to medical school. He wanted to know, maybe he can follow the Chan Raivis, the Machan Mitzvah, that there's no Yisra of Maitre Tumma Zayin Al Tumma. But since the Kohen once went to his father's funeral, whatever, he once went to the funeral of a relative, maybe there's no Yisra for him to be Chayzim Mitambi now. So Moshe Feinstein wrote the Tshuva to Rabbi Schwab that's printed in his Igros Moshe. So he writes a lot, and I feel, Yobel Eliyahu, even if Eliyahu Anavi will come, and tell us that the Gnina is like the Raivid, we won't listen to him because Chafosh the Harod is sure. The Gnina says in Yavon, we compare it with the Chalitza, but heaven is a Shaila. And it's only Kipaskin one way. And it's Kukuba, Bechol, Futsis, Yisrael, that was under Numa, that is the din. So Eliyahu Anavi cannot change such a chunk. Eliyahu Anavi can have a say on an issue that's still debatable. But Moshe writes, this is nothing to debate. And only Kipaskin, Kama, Bechama, Dere, since the Raivid, the Raivid's opinion has never been accepted. The only place where we accept the Raivid's opinion is the idea of the Tumas Kufalo. The Gemara has a din. We learned in Sanhedrin, the first verse in Sanhedrin. The Gemara has a din that the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. The Chachamim agrees there that all of Chutzlaus is considered like one big cemetery. That whoever is in Chutzlaus is Tame Tumas Meis. Because they're going very nice and all over the place, and the days in the Mabul, their dead bodies are thrown all over the place. So even though we don't know that there's any cemetery here, you have to be questioned if there's a cemetery. So Al-Kain Kohanim are not permitted to enter Chutzlaret. The marriage is off, it's like looking into a cemetery. And if the Kohanim has done the Chutzlaret, he has to run immediately to Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to stay in the cemetery. He has to run away from the cemetery. So the Shaila is, Dr. Bonavision Rav used to come to America. There's a Kohanim who live in America. They come from Eretz to America, so what do we rely on? So that's why Rabbi Kireya on Yerodeya, in the end of Yerodeya, in Hilchot Tumas Kohanim says, he quotes the Mahari Kash, Yankov Kester, the Swadish Christ. He always quotes the Mahari Kash, his psalm. They quote the Mahari Kash says, that the Neid, the Tumas Chutzlaret, which is only a Chumr with the Rabbon, and there we follow the Chan Neraida Chit. But since they call the Kohanim, we don't have any Eif of Torah, and anyway, everybody's telling anyway, it's not so better. Why is anyway, all the Kohanim are telling anyway, whereas if we have a young Kohen, and he never went to a funeral. He never went to a funeral. So he doesn't have a tumas. Someone else. I went to a funeral, so I am an Abba tumas. I touched him, I made him a Rishon LeTumah, but he's not an Abba Tumah to Moshe. He's going to go bring it down to the Mason, or go to Chutzah to become an Abba Tumah. There's many ways to Tumah to Moshe. Who says that every kind of the world already became an Abba Tumah? That's such a double question. Anyway, so that's what Rebbe Kinege quotes from the Marikash, that when he gets the Tumah Chutzah, which is only a Chumah, and there are Bonon, then we follow the Hanashitas arrived at some level. Then he gives the Chalazah on the right. That aside from Tumah Chutzah, the Moshe writes, it's under them on the Chutzah of Israel, they would all hold like this right here, so he said there's nothing to this case.
Isn't there Rabbein Hassan, his student complained to him, that complained to him, Rabbein Hassan said he couldn't go into any house, and there's always a pair of nothing higher, very similar to his situation. Every house in Europe.
That's the topic comes up in that case. That issue comes up, we'll have to learn in that not about him. No, he talks about him as a threat. That's a mini. Ruach Ra. The washing of him doesn't take off the tomb at all.
Yeah.
Even before Achille. No, even without Achille. It's the Shulchan Aruch. The meaning is to wash in before you enter into any other house. Before you go back to your own home. In other sense, you don't have to be marked before you come to your own, as long as you wash after you get home. I think they said that Ramosha himself wasn't so much about that. His wife was a little good one. He said his wife insisted that he should wash his hands before he left. I don't know, it's a good question. I don't know if that's a din, maybe it's only a din of Rabbanan, that distinction. I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, I think there are some Achrayim who say, I don't know if they're the right Achrayim though, there are some Achrayim who say that the whole din of Oyel Zorok is maybe a Satunah, is only in the Rabbanan, I think. I think so. This chinuk is only Rabbanan, I imagine. The chinuk that Oyel Zorok is only Oyel Achman, not Lashua, before he's going to the Rabbanan. And I'll tell you, it's the Imam Shachman. I don't know. According to the Rabbanan. How can Rav say that Kavod Abriyas is a matter of consideration to be matter any soon there are only soon there are one on? Well, we have our blessed Rav Tzadik tells us that he used to jump over the dog. You know, he used to do this. Not our bias Hasheni. He was a train. He used to jump over the arenas of Mason for the process of Kavod HaMelech. Kavod Malchus Yisrael. Kavod Malchus Yisrael. Kavod HaMelech. Just plain Kavod Abriyas is not an Issa Deraisa. Tumas Kohanan. I said, Gemara, no, that's only the Rabbanon. We just said that by Issa Deraisa. Kavod Abriyas is the Chikidu Rabbe. Like Rabbi explained, Yom HaRabbe. The Tim Deraisa is right there. Oyel Kosh. Oyel. Kosh Yish B'chalal Teh B'chalal Teh B'chalal Teh B'chalal Teh B'chalal Teh B'chalal Teh above the top of the mace and the bottom of the ceiling, then it's chutzah. Shem b'chalal tefach, if there isn't a tefach and empty space, then it's chutzah tefach. The reis ha-reinus, the rabbi continues, most of the time in our reis, yesh b'em b'chalal tefach. Rabbi Aron got deep, and the mace doesn't fill up the whole, not such a fat, not such a big mace. It doesn't fill up the whole space in the earth. So most of the time, 98% of the time, you're going to have 99.9% of the time, going to have much more than a tefach above the top of the mace and the bottom of the lid of the arm. So well, the radiation halal tefach. So it's only exam the Rabbanon that there were guys there that if you stand on top of any arayin, we are metame all of the arayinis with tumato, up to that one out of the thousand that doesn't have a tefach. The girls are sheesh behem, tefach mishum shemhem tefach. But since it's only there the Rabbanon, shum tol monos and the girls are Rabbanon. Since it's only Ali, so the Rabbanon, to the Mach, the Kabbalah of Yisus. Yeah, Kabbalah Malka Yisrael once had argued before, and some Yishanim say that in Mordechai writes in Gittin and Dastama that Kabbalah Malka Yisrael is really Kabbalah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He quotes what we say in the Dalai, Amam Lach Malach and Amayim Lucha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu appoints the king, but he's the real king. Kodesh Baruch Hu is really the Malach Olam. So the obligation to be Mechabit the Melech is really an indirect way to be Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's how he says that the reason why Melech Shemach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because Melech HaLabos on the cover. He's just the way to be Mechabit the Shechina, the way to be Mechabit the real Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by showing kavod to the malchus. But Lachar, the malchus yumis ha'ilam is not like that. I don't think. What are you going to say? Malchus yumis ha'ilam is also not like that. Amalam, mamlach malach malam luchas of the malach of yumis ha'ilam is really a representative of the Rabbani Shalom. When you go in the research... Yeah. I thought the bracha perhaps meant something else. That really the kavod should not be due to the Rabbani Shalom. The Rabbani Shalom was nice and kind. And he said, "Di mechaber the bracha v'dam was give them a little kavod also." I don't know if it necessarily means we don't say that. But we say shenasam. We mechalek. We say if it's a malchay Yisrael, we say shecholak. It's more than we say. If it's malchay Yisrael, we say shenasam. Not all the Rishonim have that chiluk. That's why I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch.
Can you
equate those
covered
Arab, covered Abir? Even though it's covered Abir, yeah, but still, it's still covered Abir. The Gemara says that the covered Amir HaChamin in general, that's covered Abir. But the fact that I owe more covered to my personal Rebbe than I owe to Stam Amir HaChamin Bechlau, covered Abir, covered my Rebbe, that's already been on Machaveiro. I owe him a special debt. Like the Rabban quotes the Gemara Kedushin, call Malach Hashem Elos to the Rabba, Talmud Elos to the Rabba. It's like a Shibut, like I own an Abit Kerenin. You have to work for me, Malachis, so the Talmidim have Shibut into their Rebbe. That part, the starring that one is Mechiv and Mechabit his own personal Rebbe, over and above what is Mechabit, Tam Shai, Talmud Elos to the Rabba, that's Bin Adam Machaveiro. The Kabbat Ofer Elos to the Rabba, that's Bin Adam Machaveiro. Kabbat Ofer Elos to the Rabba. In general, the
theme in the Gemara here, so somehow
disregard the Mechaveiro Rabbi. Yeah, that's what
someone
asked. I don't know. What happened to that Easter? Yeah. I don't know. I think that's an additional reason. I think it starts off as Kavod Malachim. There's a mitzvah in Chabad like the Gemara concludes, you'll understand it better by contrast. So run to see what's covered Malchi Yom, so you'll appreciate covered Malchi Yom. It's interesting he moved this proof as Bari Sheni of Lazar Grab Tzodek. He's talking about Malchi Yisrael. He's talking about the possibility of the Melech HaMashiach. The Zman Bari Sheni. Mashiach could have come as Zman Bari Sheni. They're taking him off. Bari Sheni was heard a long time ago. The Gemara has a statement in Abu Zara and Daf Yud that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. And the first 2,000 years are Tohu, the middle 2,000 years is Torah, and then the last 2,000 years is Yemot HaMashiach. It sounds like Mashiach cannot come before the year 4,000. But the year 4,000 of Bria Tarilon was in the year 240. And the Bai Sheni was carved in the year 70. Dr. Lezmer started to talk about a possibility. Well, that's what the Achrayim has calculated. They have. The Gemara says, Yom HaMelech could have become Melech HaMashiach. It's not for the fact that he didn't sing Shir. But that's what he has. Doesn't contradict this. I think the Mashiach is the Kasha. Doesn't contradict this Gemara. Now, where the Zohar Daf Yud. But it says that if you Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach can come any time after the year 240, after the year 4,000 of the year 1000. Which we assume is 240. A Shaila. A Shaila, whether that calculation is correct. But there's something near there, maybe 100 to 150 years
ago. The Gemara said that after the year 240. No, the statement made the Gemara was after the year 240.
They made it up. They made it up after the year 240. They made it up after the year
240. It didn't happen for us. They said, now it's going to happen.
I don't think it's true. I think the statement was made before the year 240. I think the Gemara says, you better not buy real estate in Chutzlores after the year 240. The Tanaim and the Brisa say, don't buy real estate after 240 because you may lose your tent. Because Mashiach may come any day, and the value of the real estate will go down. At least take me more. So the Tanaim said it, I think, before the year 240. I think it's a Brisa, and the Sechus HaVodizor, I think it's that yours. And the Brisa says, when the year 240 comes,
Jews won't buy it, maybe.
But they'll know that we're rushing to leave. So say, yeah, Nicholas. Who's going to want to buy it?
Somebody.
But that's not so far. The whole thing of Kavod Rabbi is Kavod Rabbi is Zecher Nisa de Rabbana, but it's never Zecher Nisa de Raisa, and there's no contradiction to us. Right? We don't want to write the Toshma, but we have to say we should write it. It contradicts Rabbana, Kavod Rabbi should say, well, I'm saying, Tisha Batayu, Finish. Then while we are my, how can it be lame? We're going to grab the Chachma, and put him in Eitam, and they're going to Hashem. Says the Feirish against Rab. And for the Gemara, it's Rabbana, Rab, Bar Shavok, I made the Rab Kane. Well, the Rab, the Lord, also, it only goes on Gimel de Rabbana. The person called Osha Gibbah, a young and a small, whatever the person passed with, you have to listen, even if they passed in a Dinah Rabbanah, means right to the same as before, the Dinah Rabbanah. Achikur Alei. So they were laughing at Rav Bashvor. When he gave this answer, they were laughing at him. So now there are two ways to read this. Rav Bashvor, the Raisa, it's Mio. What kind of government? He doesn't read in the Brisa. That's one way to read. Omar Afghanis gets angry at those who are laughing at Rav Bashvor. He says, God, Rav, on the milk, he's a chapik pach and kochen. He's not going to Rav Bashvor. Rav Bashvor said that word, what are you calling? He shouldn't answer. He shouldn't laugh. Come read it. The Rav Bashvor, and all the halach is the Rav Bashvor, that's the chinu, Allah, the Lord, the Lord. Really, a din de Rabbanon is not a violation of the Sos. It's only an asmachtim of the Rabbanon. It's not to mean that din de Rabbanon, which we sort of make believe is this, it's read into a person. When it says Lo Sosu, it doesn't mean this is how the Ramban writes in Sefer Mishnah. When it says Lo Sosu, it means when you have a Shaila and a din de right, you have to ask the Chacham. Whatever he's asking, if he's asking the Tabor, shall give him from this way. You have to listen to that stuff. What if they tell you the din de right is that there's no issue here, but we want to invent Yeshleyai and a din de Rabbanon. So the Rabbi holds that's not included in the Lo Sosu. So that he says in the Gemara, as the Chidur Rabbanon in the Lo Sosu, it's only us not, it's a make-believe, and I thought it's not really Lo Sosu. So that's how the Ramban read the Gemara. Again. So the Gemara, Rabbi Shul, Kamei Rab Kana, Belav de Lo Sosu, Chik Malay, the Lekim, Lav de Lo Sosu, the Raisu, what is it? He said the Raisu, to violate any of the Rabbanon, that's cool, he said to Shabbat Torah. Rab Kana says, the Rabbanon that made him a smachter, we treated as this. It's just all the din of the Rabbanon are included in my sons. Ali Bede Amis are not included in my sons. So for me, when they pass on the din of right, that's how the Ramban read the Gemara. Lam Rav Sosu, the right to eat, it's meal. Rashi learns the Gemara ben Ichutsu, not the meal. That's funny, the Rambam. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban, and Machlek is the Amorayim, and Perek Ramban and Mablikin. Whether all the din of the Rabbanon are really included in my sons. Well, it's 2 days in the Gemara, Ramban and Mablikin. Ramban just says, Mechulik with the Ramban, which one don't let the Paskin like? So the Rambam holds, Lam Rav, that they're all din of the Rabbanon, now included in my sons. So the Rambam must have read the Gemara like Rashi. Rav Bashvar said he goes on din of the Rabbanon. So he says the same thing as every other Ramban says. So finally, the Gemara says, but that's ridiculous. If all din of the Rabbanon are included in Lo Sosu, and nonetheless he said Kavod Rabbi says Zech is din de Rabbanon, so din de Rabbanon is din de Raisa, it's by definition he said. Din of the Raisa are nitzchel if they Kavod Rabbi, because all din of the Rabbanon are their Raisa. And Kavod Rabbi says Zech is din de Rabbanon, so that's Kavod Rabbi says din de Raisa, he just said it. So how do you distinguish between a din de Rabbanon that becomes a din de Raisa and a din de Raisa that was always a din de Raisa, the same thing? So that's a Rashi learns that it's the Yehutsu here. So once it's a din deraisa, it's still covered up as a zecher, so let it be done for all deraisa. So he answered, Amar Afkana says, what are you laughing at him for? He said, good, Gavur Abba says, Don't laugh, you're right, all the din of Rabbanon, you leave out the word Asmachin, it doesn't mean Asmach. All the din of Rabbanon are included in the Lay Sosu Min HaTorah. But the punchline is the next one, Mishin Kvodo Shoru Rabbanon. So Rashi places the stress on this. The Rabbanon, when they instituted the Ramban, they asked Kakash and the Ramak, and he said, well, the Din of Rabbanon are included in Lo Sosu, but I'm going to Din Sek of Rabbanon of Kume, but I'm going to Din Heimam of Heimam of Heimam of Rabbanon of Rabbanon, and he tackled those 25 Marmakans and more that you make them in Din of Rabbanon. You know, you make them in Din of Rabbanon, you make them in Din of the right. So then the Ramban does that, so the Ramban says initially, and say the following, he doesn't like it. So then Miguel says, all right, that's the answer to the Ramban. That Melech HaTchila, when the Chacham, the guys that have been in the Rabbanon, they built in a clause, and they said, well, we're going to be the Dinah Rabbanon, Vivadah. Whenever there's a suffix, we're not going to be crazy. And we built in a clause that the Ketanim should be their money, the Noshim should be their money, even though they didn't write the Ketanim wouldn't be their money, the Nabadah wouldn't be their money, but our Dinah Rabbanon, we're building in a condition that all of these clauses are built in Melech HaTchila. So that's what Rashi needs the Gemara over here. They built in Melech HaTchila clause when they were going to the Dinah Rabbanon, they said, and it's a Chachmah, will come up between Kavod Abiyos and these Binder Abbanon, will make a lana kolu. That is the Lashon HaGemara read. We should call the Shor Abbanon. Whenever there's a conflict between our people and the Abbanon and Kavod Abiyos, so we'll make a lana kolu. To get about our Zeyo, the Abbanon, Rashi writes, Machmul di Kalayu. That's why Rashi writes. Achmul di Kalayu. The Chacham Mamrechal Aliyah Kolu, don't listen to us. Worry more about the Kavod Abiyos than about us. So there's no Dimur Abbanon in the first one. We kiss it. What did Mar say so far? Only one thing. The Kavod Abiyos is there, he's from the Rabban. That's all we know so far. We have to learn the rest. We'll have to continue after the summer. We left out there's an important thesis, the top thesis is about the Rabbeinu Tam issue. We're going to have to discuss that at length. A kohen is forbidden to be mitame to a mace. What about a tumas mace that's not an actual mace? What if you have, that's what you say, what if a person has, let's say, a tie pin or he has a some metal kli, which I apply the principle of chere karehu kecholol. Let's say there's a house where somebody died, and in that house there are four knives, spoons, any metal clay, and even after they take the mace out, well, we have a problem, cherev arei kecholol. So the Rabbeinu Tam has a dispute with the other Bali Ataisis, is a kind forbidden to come into the oil of the cherev arei kecholol. And after the Chaim Kohen, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam said, either by such a tidnally, ain't by such a reisham mace, every house in Europe, somebody must have died at some time or another, Jewish home, so the mace is metami ba'oyo, and all the metal kelim that were there would became tamina, and you, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, all the others are maker, but the Rabbeinu Tam, my, there's no holes up there, so the Kohen has been to the metami, to a cherev harek, to a tumas mace, it must not be actual mace itself, so he says, how can I ever enter any house? But that's one issue. Then the next place also important after this is an important, very important one. Okay, we'll have to The Gemara says in Balabasin, beginning on Mecha Tashkina, the whole Agarit had Rabbi Babachon. The Rabbi Babachon was traveling in the desert and he had an Arab who was showing him all the different sites. So he showed him the Nesei Midbar, he showed him the Jewish dead body, and he showed him the Blue Kerach, he showed him a Kerach Rabbeinu, he was sunk into the ground, and he walked over and he listened, and he heard the whole interesting Agarit. Yeah. So the Gemara says that he leaned over and he heard him say, Moshe Emes, Yisrael Emes, so what does it mean? Different shot what it means, whether they were the Ashram had a hold of Ashram, sure the other Ashram had a hold of discussion on that. The Gemara says, and everything, the Ashram, I feel a pistol shot, the enemy of the children. You hear the enemy of the children, no? It says, Moshe Amos is a Rasa, and it's an Akhmadan, Kozman, Moshe Abbeinu, Kozman, they were alive, they said, Moshe is a Shaka, made up all the Torah. And now they're being established, they say, Moshe Amos is a Rasa, and it's. So some of them say, the Ashram, I feel a pistol shot, the enemy. When they're about to fall in, once they're ready to come into Gehenim, then they are poison mature. But that's not what the Gemara in Erevim says. The Gemara in Erevim gives a different title. The Gemara says a chiluk between Risha Yisrael and Risha Yom HaSolim. That member, I remember I was learning Erevim that night, and they had President Nixon. It was the middle of the summer when they were going to impeach Nixon. And Nixon was on television that night to give his version of what was happening. That's when he resigned. So the answer is, well, we want to ruin the bungalow colony though. So they asked us whether we want to move to learning, three guys learning together. So yes, we want to watch Nixon. So he said, no, we don't need, we're going to learn. So we learned that night, we learned that tomorrow in the Arizona. So then they changed to the place medicine, we were learning, and they asked us, guess what he said? So he said, based on the Gemara, he said, he denied that he did anything wrong. The Gemara says, they were Makshish in the world, Moshe Rabbeinu. After they were Yitzchak Shogehen, Ligehen, whatever, then they said Moshe Emes, Yisrael Asem. They said, they say, oh, it's in the Dibna Magid. The Dibna Magid says that that's not the pshat. He says, give the whole muscle, the kid that goes on, he says, Rosh Hashanah is the last end, but you should know that we're telling the lies. I'm not the Madoin. Whatever we say is a lie. He gave a whole muscle the way there was a miser in the community, and he wanted to be Mashiach, one of his children. And no one wanted to marry this miser. So he realized that he had to make a shidduch in the community, have to make a shidduch in the next community. So the Talibat in the community realized that he was going to go there, so they hated him so much, that he sent Shmuchim to the next community to Bashmuchim. And they realized he's up the creek, he sent Baita Shmuchim to the next country. And the people in the community disliked Mishalash, and he sent Shmuchim over there. So my intention is not to ruin all possibilities of the shidduch. So one Talibat from this community went to hear, this is a good Magid, always gives a shot. So he says they sent the shliach to a far-off community where they were working on a shidduch, and the shliach was in the Beis Medrash, and he came to meet the Balabas, and he was going to be Mishadach, the Magid was going to be Mishadach. So the Balabas asked him, oh, he's a guest from Shul, and he comes from this community. Oh, really? Do you know the plenty from that community? So he says, yeah, why? Tell me something about him. He says, oh, he's such a wonderful man, and he learns, and he gives so much stuff in Minuch Chassanim, and he describes everything in Kabbalah. And then he says, by the way, who are you? So he says, I'm the biggest liar in town. I'm just Kapta Shugna. Whatever I say, it's not to be taken seriously. I always tell lies in good mother. So he said, the Dubna Ram, he said, that's what I meant. And even in the end, he didn't back out. He said, Meshe Emes, the Sarasa Emes, who are me? I'm not going to back out. Who always lies in Tamara? But that's not generally assumed to be the Pshat. Usually, you assume the Pshat like the Mashiach is the Pshat. That they were misvad, they were made of misvad of the Meshemis, but before they sank into Gehenim, before the Rav Tzvi Shugenim, they were mishaker. They claimed that the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu was not amitah. So it's interesting, how did this come about? What led them to such an act of apikusis? Living there, it's the Moshe Rabbeinu, Shem, that there's some Tavranas, and all the Nisim in the Flora is, so Moshe Rabbeinu can't speak, that wasn't his natural voice, he was a Kvapet. And all of a sudden he couldn't speak so loud. All of a sudden he speaks so loud without a loudspeaker, so she can read, but people can hear him. And the kind of from his face, and they can't see him. But when he says, oh, but the demon, they can't. When he stops saying the demon, that means they just can't take it, they're fainting. So they didn't say there was mamish being that bird, and talking about the whole thing, somebody's demonic. There was mamish and Hashemayim, they were all present by mamish. I see that. How can anybody be mamish? They said, who can describe what happened? They were jealous? They started off, Akira and Taiva were covered, and Sima tells me that. Mishnah says that Kina and Taiva and Kovid caused people to do Averis. What Averis does it cause you to do? It causes all kinds of Averis in the world. And it even caused, such as Shigrei, it even tells a person to become an Apikaris because he's angry. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are taking all the Kibbutz for themselves. They don't give to other people. So this, to Ganam, of Kina, is a natural season. Kina and Taiva and Kovid will lead the person to Apikaris. And what was the apikusis? It's interesting, what was the content of the apikusis? The Rashi quotes in the Medrash that they had a taina to show that Moshe Rabbeinu's learning doesn't make any sense. They had if you put one mezuzah on the door, so you might say, what if you have a bias mother son from Moshe Rabbeinu said, you still need a mezuzah. Or if you have put one still trailers on the corner, it's enough. What if you have a bag of full of trailers, Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's still chayv and tzitzis, and they said that it's not chayv and tzitzis. They disagreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. So what was the issue over there? It's also interesting. It's a big mistake that people make throughout all generations. Torah has to make sense also, but the logic of the Torah doesn't have to be common sense logic. What they argued was common sense logic. If you have one mezuzah on the front door, you look at the five money from Shabbat himself. If you have one chutzah tcheles in the corner, if the whole bag is chutzah tcheles, she's zecher pater himself. So maybe in common sense terms, maybe that makes sense logically. But the logic of the Torah is a separate logic, like the logic of physics, or the logic of mathematics. It doesn't always correspond to common sense logic. Physics has its own discipline in any way, and mathematics has its own discipline, and biology has its own. Every discipline has its own logic. So, Hoffman's theory also has its own logic. As the topic says, "Kilei machshavayta machshavaytechem." The theory is machshav to shalach kadosh baruch hu. There is chokhmah to shalach kadosh baruch hu. The common sense of what we think, and the way that the Rosh thinks in a different way. Of course the Torah is logical, but may you obey. If a person learns a lot of Torah, and he has a good goal of the Torah, he will be able to figure out what the din will be in another case, based on logic. Logic from Anakhshid is Menachut logic. Logic, may you obey, from the Torah can figure out the logic, but not Menachut. Let's see if we have in all the generations, we have one past in the Shaila, and a lot of times the Balabatim say it's not logical. It's not logical. From their viewpoint, it's not logical. that was precious at the beginning of Chesh Mishra, because that's all about is Keneged Seichel HaTayr. Yeah, some exaggerate that a little bit too much. They tell a story about Rav Chaim, that different governors say that when you have a dinner, you can't figure out how to ask him, ask about a bus and you speak with Pastor Kachel. The Seichel HaTayr is Keneged Seichel HaTayr. That's a little bit too far. Sometimes it happens that it does correspond, but what it means is that it doesn't necessarily have to correspond. That Nebish claims that was the root of the kfira that they took. That they were complaining against Moshe Rabbeinu that his talking are not logical. They held that the Torah has to be logical. It's 100% correct. Of course the Torah has to be logical, but it has to be logical in any day. Like physics has to be logical in any day, but it doesn't have to be logical according to Seichel and Nushi. There are a lot of chemical reactions that don't make sense according to logic. If you mix A with B, no reaction. If you mix B with C, no reaction. So just because you mix A and C, it's going to explode. Why? It doesn't explode. This does not. Why should it explode? Even if common sense would dictate that it shouldn't, then no reaction should occur. But in A and A, there's a reason why it is going to kill you. So that's what the Mishnah picked up. So now, Kinnam HaTayv HaRachad, and Nassim HaTayv HaRachad, this is the source of all even Chassoyim that don't. Not a chesed, I'll kill him and take his money and take his wife. I'll become after courage, based on kin and family.